What a sad note to end on. Margaret Gilmore, no, thank you very much indeed. She's a Senior Associate Fellow at RUSI, that's the Royal United Services Institute. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate that. I'm almost done, actually, for another day. John Holmes is going to be here after 1 o'clock, after the news at one, to tell you, well, what's going on. His show throughout the next 3 hours. Don't forget, Paul Ross every morning from 6 o'clock here on Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you so much for your company. Really appreciate you taking the time to join in. I'll be back with you at 10. Have a lovely afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock, good afternoon to you. It's Monday. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Look, Rachel's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, courier firm may face low-wage inquiry. Will Clinton's fall be defining image of campaign? And Defender airlifted from M4 crash.
Talk Radio.
Delivery company Hermes is to be investigated by HMRC over allegations some of its workers receive less than the minimum wage. The firm denies doing anything wrong, insisting couriers are self-employed, not full-time staff, and are paid fairly. But speaking at the TUC's annual conference, General Secretary Francis O'Grady has this warning for employers.
If you run a big brand with a dirty little secret, a warehouse where people don't even get paid the minimum wage, a fleet of couriers who are slaves to the app, let us put them on notice. We're on our way, delegates. We're coming for them.
Hillary Clinton's health is at the centre of the US presidential campaign after she was diagnosed with pneumonia. The 68-year-old cancelled her trips for the next 2 days. She was seen stumbling after leaving a 9/11 memorial service yesterday in the hot temperatures in New York. GP Dr. Lawrence Gerlis spoke to Talk Radio.
There are bizarre pneumonias, like things like fungi or pneumocystis. There are things related to Legionnaire's disease. So just telling us it's pneumonia actually doesn't tell us enough. We need to know what organism causes it. The bacterial ones, the straightforward bacterial ones, are easier to treat with antibiotics.
The senior doctor says the NHS may not be able to cope this winter. He claims the health service faces pockets of meltdown, saying hospitals are under unprecedented strain. Research suggests children in the UK are not doing enough physical activity every day. The studies reveal three quarters aren't even doing 1 hour's exercise. UK Active, which helps promote physical activity, claims 60% of parents are worried about their child becoming obese. Former Olympic gold medalist Duncan Goodhue says the figures are a worry for a couple of reasons.
What we really need is a national rollout of a programme that does monitor children's physical activity levels and its impact on them. And two, we found that 80% of fitness of children is lost during the lazy summers.
And Crystal Palace have confirmed defender Pape Soare is in hospital after a car accident yesterday. He was airlifted to hospital from the M4 motorway near London. The left back suffered injuries to his thigh and jawbone. A club statement wishes him a speedy recovery.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy. Come on, Rachel, what's the weather?
Cloudy with rain across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Yep. Mostly dry, though, with sunny spells for England and Wales. Today's high, 24 degrees.
So you bring good weather news when Victoria's here. It's always rubbish.
It's in always rubbish.
Always rubbish.
I like to spread some sunshine.
Well, I know that from just seeing you around the office.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Unlike Victoria, who's just sort of like a miserable rain cloud above her, where'er she goes. Not as miserable as Asprod Cass, by the way, who works through the glass. But even so... where is she, by the way?
Cornwall, I think.
Is she? So have we got you all week?
You have.
Oh, very exciting. And you're normally to be found on Paul Ross's Full Set Breakfast.
Yes, if I fall asleep this afternoon, it's probably because that's when I'm usually having a little cheeky afternoon nap.
I see.
Give me a prod.
Yes. Oh, well, no, there are rules about that kind of thing. But, but welcome along, Rachel. First time with us, of course. Rachel will have the news for us all afternoon. And now Chloe will press a button to make a thing. No, it's the sport, isn't it? Yeah, well, the button you've got to press is the pre-recorded sport, Chloe. So I wasn't technically... Not Chloe, it's Marta. I can't see through the glass. There's a big reflection in the way, and I can't see... Oh, yes, Marta. It's Marta. Marta's through the glass today, and she's got the pre-recorded sport from Ben.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hey, Ben. Good afternoon. Sunderland boss David Moyes comes up against old club Everton in the Premier League this evening. The two sides meet at the Stadium of Light, with the home team still looking for their first league win of the season. Former England cricket captain Nasser Hussain has criticised Owen Morgan's decision to withdraw from the tour of Bangladesh. The current one-day skipper won't travel because of concerns over safety. Jos Buttler will skipper the side. Another former England captain, Graham Gooch, told TalkSport Morgan's decision not to tour isn't necessarily the end for him internationally, but it is a gamble by the Middlesex man.
I don't think he's done, but I think in this sort of situation, if you give your place up, you give an opportunity and a chance for someone else. I mean, Owen Morgan's an experienced international cricketer, and he's got a great record. I don't think they want to dispense with him as captain, but you never know what the future holds.
Finally, boxing. Chris Eubank Jr. says he stands by his comments that his corner wouldn't throw in the towel in any of his fights. Kell Brook defended his trainer Dominic Ingle following criticism for his decision to end his title fight with Gennady Golovkin. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That was Ben with the sport there. And now, Marta, for it is her, will press a button to get us out of this.
Talk Radio.
Oh, there you are. Why are you sleeping out here?
What do you mean? This tent is a six-man all-weather Altitude 9000 with breathable polycotton inner and a 70 denier polyester fly sheet. Be a shame to use it for just 2 weeks a year.
Like getting your money's worth? Try our Mayo Chicken, made using only tasty chicken breast meat. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon then to you, and welcome into the wind as it travels downwards through the building, just like Daft Punk featuring Pharrell. Isn't that fine, isn't it? Now, over on Radio 2, what do? They fill everyone with herring. They call them filling stations, essentially, but they... We'll get you. Ginger Dave! Is it right you were homeless?
Because he's inserted a gammon into him.
A lot of reactions coming in. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Hello.
Genuinely don't know if it's house or a hearse. We just don't know.
You're a
In the news today, of course, lots about...
Where would any teenage boy hide if I had nicked it for the girl that sent him?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon then to you, and welcome to your Monday between 1 and 4 on Talk Radio, on the Talk Radio thing. If you're new to it, well, a very special welcome to you. But please do remember that, like with a newsagent and school children, we don't allow more than 4 listeners in at any time. We have had some trouble in the past, if I'm honest. Breakages, for instance. Some of the old news was damaged. And also theft. Last week, we had more than 4 listeners in at the same time. And after the show, when we came to lock up, we realised that the advert for Selco was missing. And that actually caused a real problem. Because that's where, as I'm sure you know, that's where the trade go. And as a result of the theft, the trade didn't have anywhere to go and was simply left wandering the streets for the rest of the night. The trade then turned to a life of drugs and crime. So, you know, think of the trade. Don't steal the Selco advert. Hello then, I am John Holmes, and also think this, of the next 3 hours as the kind of broadcasting equivalent of an ill Hillary Clinton at the 9/11 memorial. In the, yes, it is here, the show is here, but at any time it could collapse and have to be helped off the airways by some producers doing their best to hold it up. Maybe Hillary should retire from the race. That's what some people are saying, isn't it, in the news today? Hillary Clinton, because of this this illness that she might have, she should retire from the presidential race in favour of someone that can stay up for the duration. Maybe Bill Clinton, her husband, like in the office that time with that intern. Or perhaps the American public could be persuaded to vote his famous cigar into office. After all, by all accounts, that stayed up for... Never mind. So welcome along to you, and I expect you'd like to know just what is going to be happening as we crash today's Talk Radio afternoon ferry into the radio pier. Well, headline hijack is on the way, and in the next 50 minutes, that will be your chance to make up a news story. Rachel will be saying the news every half an hour. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi, but at 2 p.m, the news will contain a big fat news lie, and this is your cordial, I'm going to say, invitation to make up that lie. To continue the same analogy, imagine the news, Rachel's news, was a pier, a sturdy pier designed to allow current affairs to embark and disembark at will, that can come and go from the programme with ease. But now, imagine your made-up news lie were a ferry, like the one on the Thames near Canary Wharf yesterday. Simply crash one into the other. Make up a news story, get it. It's a quite tortuous analogy.
So I'm going to be Rachel. Burning. So the news is basically burning.
Hey, when you do it, it's always on fire.
Hey, baby.
Hey, yeah. So at 2 o'clock, you will have the news. Correct, Rachel. In your news, though, will be some words that aren't true. It's what we do at 2 o'clock to confuse those who don't listen to this bit
I'm
of the programme.
I'm quite scared.
Yes. They're out for lunch. They don't hear this bit. They get back, put the radio on, they hear the news, they believe it to be true, and thus we put a lie in there, and we'd like you to make it up, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's headline hijack only on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll then induct another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, if you are lunching alone, why not come on the radio and tell us exactly why? Now, with added gift prizes.
Ooh. Do you want to know what they
are? Yes, you're telling us what they are. That's your job.
You can win a Talk Radio mug, a Colin Murray 2016 Talk Sport calendar due to be thrown out, yes. A Talk Sport mug, a Talk Sport 2 mug, because we have a lot of them. And a copy of John's book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Or a newspaper with hastily scribbled, poorly written haikus on that don't quite work properly that Cornelius wrote on the way in on the train this morning. Or indeed a John Holmes Talk Radio in the afternoon colander. We asked for a calendar, like Colin Murray's. There was a typo in the email.
So this is where all the money gets spent on this show.
It's on, it's all the prizes. The budget is here.
Now I see.
Apparently we can't even call them prizes anymore. We have to call them gifts for some reason. I don't understand that. But anyway. So if you'd like to get into the Lonely Lunch Club, just email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We will call you back. Work experience punditry. Today comes...
from Sophie.
Thank you. Who will be casting her eyes back at the weekend's television as the news in haikus, that, for the uninitiated, is the day's big stories, presented through the art of ancient Japanese poetry. We'll be out onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think pine needles or cough syrup? There's drunk people, who this weekend, as they fell out of clubs, pubs and bars, were canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. There's the Diversity Paper Review, the big debate at three, the Monday Mystery Quiz, in which you can win
£5,000. £5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs before...
No, it's not. It's not available.
4 o'clock on the programme, you could be £5,000 richer.
If you listen to Somewhere Else, which does give away that money, but not here, because we're not giving that away.
Ginger Dave is producing.
Hello.
And he's turned up. He turns up occasionally because there are days when you need to leave students fallow. Like when Glastonbury takes a year off so the trampled crops can grow back. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Her little cheery demeanour there bringing another ray of sunshine to everybody's Monday. Here it is.
Yeah.
Great. Marta's on buttons.
Hola.
Yeah. Rachel, as we know, is doing the news. Hello, Rachel. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Has dramatically been found not guilty of the attempted murder of his husband. I'm saying that because, like, over the weekend, that got the listening figures for the Archers up. Quite significantly.
I didn't know. So
even people who didn't listen to the Archers on Radio 4... don't normally listen, all listened to that over the weekend. Yeah. So their listening figures shot right up because of a dramatic murder trial. So I thought maybe during the afternoon...
But they eked it out. You've just given it away straight away.
Didn't
spoil it.
I didn't eke it.
Yeah, I need to do more eking. Eke Cornelius out.
All right, I'm going to eke you out during the...
Please don't.
During the afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes on Talk Radio. It's Talk Radio. Let's start with some music. Ghost in my house. Ghost of your memory. Ghost of the love that was took from me. Our love used to be only shadows of the past I see. There's a ghost in my house. There's a ghost in my house. Playing The Fall on Talk Radio. It's Talk Radio's head of music. I'm playing The Fall. There's a ghost in my house. It's 1:15. Why would I be playing that, though? Why would I be playing The Fall's ghost? The ghost in my... There's a ghost.
There's a ghost in my house. What am I gonna do?
Racist.
What?
That was a racist thing.
No, it wasn't.
Accent. Can't do that accent.
It's a song.
Can't do it. White middle class UB40 can do the Jamaica stuff, right, without fear of reprisals.
Yeah.
You, though.
What if I pledge support to Jeremy Corbyn? That's what they did.
That's true. That's what they did, yeah.
So I'm clearly not a racist.
No, you're right, actually. Yeah, my mistake. Yeah. Do you want to do that accent again?
No.
Okay. So, very wise. Right, so, why would I be playing The Fall's Ghost in My House? Now we can... normally, this is where the question gets asked as to why I'm playing that. I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
Producer Dave.
I think I know the answer already.
Paddington Cornelius. I'm going to give you a clue. It's to do with today's big story. Who'd like to ask the question as to why?
It's to do with today's big story.
Yeah. If you've got a question, do you put your hand up there, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, for the listeners at home, we've both got our hands up now. It's a very
it's tense
visual moment.
Yeah,
certainly. The tension is there, though.
Well, I'm going to say, Producer Dave, today...
I've just got a question before I ask the question.
How many questions is he going to get?
Just checking that it's not because Cornelius is racist. Is that?
I'm not a racist. I like Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, I don't.
It's not the... No, that's not it. No.
Right, okay, sorry.
Yes. Do you want to... How are you going to get me... Yeah, ask me the question.
Why are you playing the Fall, There's a Ghost in My House?
For today's big story, Dave.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was clear. I thought that's what I said a minute ago.
He did say that. My question would have been more succinct.
What would your question be?
Well, I don't want to say it now.
Well, he's had his turn and you have your turn.
Is it because it's a racist question?
No. John.
Yes, Cornelius.
How is today's song related to the big story?
Glad you should ask me that. It's because it's The Fall and that's what Hillary Clinton did.
Excellent.
There it is. Oh, yeah. Good. So, we need a guest, of course. Our broadcast is... She's through the glass. Either that or she's on the phone to a cat's dentist. Is she there?
My cat doesn't have a dentist.
Okay.
He has a vet. Right. And I was on the phone to it earlier.
I know. So,
how do you know that?
I know everything about you. So,
weird.
Yep. So, Cass, we need a guest to talk about Hillary Clinton's...
Falling over.
Yes. Who are you going to get? Who can we get? An expert on it?
On falling.
Maybe. Who's available today?
Not many people.
Right. You're just going to see what you can do?
Pretty much, yes.
Fine. As ever. 19 minutes past one, we'll talk to a guest about the big story, which, of course, is Hillary Clinton. And should she be continuing in the presidential campaign in the wake of her falling over? We'll find out next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays in the Bobbin area of Cornwall caused by the closure of the A38 Cooksland Road. Around the A389 Lawston Road, as the recovery of an accident continues. South of Oxford, the northbound A34 at Milton is blocked by an accident just before the Milton interchange, day 4130. The northbound M40 past Brack is very busy because of an accident, junctions 10 to 11. The northbound M6 in Cheshire, queuing past a breakdown between 18 at Middlewich and 19 at Knutsford. And in Grantham in Lincolnshire, the southbound A1 is queuing towards an accident between Harlaxton and Grantham South. I'm Jarena Adams.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio.
Every weekday morning from 6, join Paul Ross for the Full Set Breakfast.
A supersized scoop of breaking news, a generous dollop of big-name guests, and of course, a well-seasoned host.
Then from 10, the lady who's not for turning off.
Join me, Julia Hartley-Brewer, on the UK's premier forum of free speech for 3 hours of outspoken current affairs debate and fearless opinion.
From 1, give your afternoons an alternative edge with John Holmes.
What colour would you paint a palette?
I wouldn't paint it. It's one of the biggest pieces of nonsense I've ever heard.
Yeah.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Yes, good afternoon. It is a Monday one, if I am being specific, which I am. Just ahead of the big story, a lot of your reactions have been coming in, as you'd imagine. You can get your reactions to us very much on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you'd like.
What have we got, Colin?
Why on earth would anyone think an OB is from a mortgage company's charity day would benefit the listenership? Someone's texted that in.
Into Virgin.
Yeah. Oh. This is coming. This is from Opinionated. It says that she thinks that Leamington Spa Police should apologise on account of hide and seeks.
Yes. Thank you. If you've got a reaction, then you know where to put it. And after that, get it out of there and send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The word you like. So the more discerning of you will have noticed that that music was playing for quite a bit longer than it normally does. And the reason for that is because ordinarily there would be a guest on the telephone, but there isn't. So, so during the what I'm going to call kick ball scramble that just occurred, yeah. We had to try and sort something out. We haven't, so what's going to happen now is that producer Dave
Hello.
Is going to pretend to be a lecturer from the University of Reading.
Okay. Right. What's my name?
Hang on. Mark.
Hello. Hi. Okay. I'm not on yet, am I?
No, not yet. Right. I'll introduce you, right?
Okay.
Ready?
What am I talking about again? Can you brief me like Cass would brief the guest?
Well, I've just done that. So, as presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has to leave a 911 concert early, and I'm not surprised, they were a terrible boy band, and was then filmed wobbling near a car, many are questioning her long-term health. Is it right that someone seemingly so ill should run for president? Well, yes, of course, because even someone, you know, dead would likely make less of a hash of things than Donald Trump might. It's true that when people die, though, isn't it, they engender a good deal of public sympathy. Witness David Bowie, Prince, Denise Robertson off of Out of ITV's This Morning, and Jimmy Savile at the time. Not now, obviously. But at the time, everyone thought he was fine when he died. But then he was... Anyway, would Hillary Clinton's chances of becoming president increase if she was dead? Which is a question everybody is asking. Would the inevitable outpouring of sympathy move her up the polls? Yes, there's never been a dead president in office. But then again, there's never been a woman one either. Is it time to throw away our old prejudices? On the in the studio is a man called... Mark, he's the lecturer of the University of Reading. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, John.
Who is Scottish? I mean, Scottish. So, Mark, talk us through in detail Hillary Clinton's health.
Ah, detail. Big fan of detail, John. In terms of what specifically are you asking me to talk about Hillary Clinton's health? I mean, she did a fall.
Yes.
In the medical profession, that's deemed a Category 6 health risk. A right. fall. It's not that serious, because, as you know, John, have you ever fallen over, John?
I'm asking the questions.
No, but have you? I mean, I'm just... It's a little bit of interactivity.
Could you give us an insight, Mark, into how pneumonia works?
John, I've got a very simple question, a very simple answer to that question.
Yes.
The answer
is it no?
No.
All right, on the line then to discuss that is Patricia, who is a medical person. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Patricia. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
You're on with myself and Mark, who's...
Hello, Patricia, how are you well?
Hi, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Excellent, very, very.
All right, Dave, stop it now. Right, so Patricia, listen, let's talk about the falling over of Hillary Clinton. Okay, is this a fair question, isn't it? Talk us through the insides of a presidential hopeful and how they work. The insides of her.
Well, they've got very big egos, which can often take up a lot of their energy to kind of feed that ego. So obviously white blood cells are down because they don't have as many, because they're just spending all of their energy. Everything going into them is going out in kind of shiny, great speeches instead. So, yeah, they are less healthy than the rest of us, actually.
I mean, are the guts of a presidential hopeful in any way protected more than ours are?
Well, they've got to have very sturdy guts to be able to get off on stage and spout absolute rubbish, as Trump tends to. So, yes, they are a bit stronger than the average human, I would say.
It's interesting you bring Trump into that, because obviously Trump has famously said that he wants to build a wall around his own bowels, which he considers to be dirty and full of, in his words, the S word, like Mexico.
Well, that is probably very... Well, Mexico is not full of that, but Trump's bowels most definitely are.
Yeah.
So that's probably one good policy that he's come up with.
I mean, how would you build a wall around a bowel? I mean, what would you build it out of?
Very much depends what your bowel's made out of. I think Trump's is probably slightly different than the ordinary. Maybe some solid concrete, if we can just get that in there.
Yeah. How would you get that in there? Would you funnel it in from the back or down the throat?
Oh, the back? No, maybe just maybe through the belly button, I think.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a natural entrance point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's certainly interesting. I mean, it's what I was going to ask you, and I realise we've running out of time slightly on this, but if you think about this. There are life support systems in place. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton we're talking about. Other leaders, you remember that Lincoln in America famously had a life support system built into his stovepipe hat. I'm sure you remember that. Mrs. Thatcher, of course, died mid-term, but her evil kept her going. And then David Cameron was quite interested medically in the inner workings of a dead pig's mouth. And I just wonder now if Hillary's sort of the next maybe leader. To be medically different from the rest of us. I mean, what's the thought there?
I think I had any information about that, I wouldn't be able to tell you because our Secret Service might be on to me immediately.
Yeah.
So we might never know. We might never know with her until maybe 50 years down the line. It turns out she never really existed.
Yeah. Well, as many have said. Listen, we've sorry got to cut this short, Patricia, but thank you for coming on in an emergency there.
No problem.
And also, thank you, Mark, from the University of Reading.
Hey, very welcome, John.
For nothing.
No,
not you. I'm actually talking about Mark, who dropped out of the...
Oh, it's very confusing, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it is, really. Yeah, nice. Yeah, just trying to busk it.
Just always in the character, you know.
Just trying to busk it best I could. Just the way through there, as well.
Yeah, you did very well.
It's live radio, it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to tell you.
We got through it, mate. It's nearly half past.
Fine.
That's just gone up. I mean, we've overrun, if anything.
Yeah. So, yeah. So. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Right.
Apart from the news.
If you've got... apart from Rachel, who's had to sit there. Right, 8-7-2-2 if you're reacting...
Start your message with the words.
No, I don't want to Twitter.
Start your message when they were lying.
I've lost track of what you're supposed to be reacting. Something to do with Hillary Clinton. Anyway, there we go. It's just after 1:30. Look, Rachel's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The General Secretary of the TUC has accused big companies which pay less than the minimum wage of bringing shame on Britain. Francis O'Grady has been speaking as courier company Hermes denies doing anything wrong following allegations some of its staff receive less than the legal minimum wage. There are fears Hillary Clinton's health condition could undermine her US presidential campaign. She was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday but didn't reveal the health issue until yesterday when she fell ill at a public event. The 68-year-old cancelled her campaigning for the next 2 days. Tom Brooks, who's Professor of Law and Government at the University of Durham, thinks it is damaging.
Having these question marks enter late, like this, right now, is definitely should not be part of any winning strategy.
The senior doctor says the NHS may not be able to cope this winter. He claims the health service faces pockets of meltdown, saying hospitals are under unprecedented strain. The studies found a huge geographical divide in the experiences of girls growing up in England and Wales. The report looked at factors including education, teenage pregnancy and child poverty. Lucy Russell is from the charity Plan International UK, which carried out the report. She says it suggests Middlesbrough is the worst place to be a girl.
The GCSE rates are really, really interesting. Although it seems that girls are slightly ahead in education, what actually happens is that girls then choose subjects that take them into apprenticeships and careers that are what we would call stereotypically female, and they're actually the lower paid jobs.
A viewing tower in Brighton has been closed for checks after it suffered two lots of technical problems. A door sensor issue meant around 200 people couldn't get out more than an hour yesterday. On Thursday, around 180 were stuck for about 2 hours. And Manchester United have become the first British club to earn over £500 million in a single financial year. The Old Trafford side announced revenue of around £515 million for the last 12 months. The weather, cloudy with rain across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Mostly dry with sunny spells for England and Wales and highs of 24 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed. In half an hour, of course, Rachel will be saying the news just as professionally as she did there, and Victoria never does. But within the news at 2 o'clock will be a made-up news lie. And... I'd like you to make it up, please. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme and get back to their desk or wherever at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, hear the news, assume it to be true. There's always a load of nonsense in there masquerading as truth. 8-7-2-2 is the number.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. Rachel, thank you very much. And we'll also meet in the next half an hour today's Lonely Lunch Clubber.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, the doctor will see you now, even if you haven't got an appointment. Join me and TV doctor Dawn Harper from Embarrassing Bodies, and she's got a far from embarrassing body, the wonderful Angela Rippon, broadcasting legend. We saw her leg end with Morecambe and Wise, and she presents Rip Off Britain.
There may be trouble ahead.
All that and more with a Full Set Breakfast. Mine's a black pudding.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Let's face the music and time.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. As I mentioned, a lot of reactions coming in, though, to do with today's big story, which eventually was the notion that Hillary Clinton obviously collapsed at that 911 gig. So I'm not surprised. Terrible. Terrible boy band. Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in for this this story.
Yes, Unnecessary Donald Rotolik has got in touch and said they should ban all eunomia, or whatever it is, from entering the US.
What's that word?
I no idea. Eunomia.
Eunomia?
What is it?
Pneumonia.
Eunomia. No, I can't do it.
Wow.
Aren't you annoyed you didn't get Con to pretend to be a guest earlier to talk about pneumonia?
I just can't do that word. I just have to write that one off.
Well, or most words, to be fair.
And good idea.
Try it again.
Eunomia.
Hugo who?
I got a good one.
Okay.
At good idea says, give Donald the same illness and make this year's election a bit Paralympics-like, so it's fair level pegging.
Fair level pegging, yeah, thank you very much. Say that word again.
Level pegging.
Yeah.
Eunomia.
John, presidents have collapsed before. JFK, famously, when part of his head was all shattered up by that gun. I don't recall him getting criticism when his car sped off. Fair point, isn't it? 8722 for your
start your message with the word talk.
What have I got here? John. Here we go. John, what the hell were Hillary Clinton's security detail thinking? This is a very good point, actually. Surely they should have, one of them should have leapt in and took the pneumonia for the presidential hopeful. After all, they're trained to take bullets. Why can't they take pneumonia? Could you just read that one out, Cornelius?
John, why can't the president's security detail... they're trained to take bullets, but why aren't they trained to take other illnesses, such as the one Miss Clinton has?
Miss.
Which is called...
Eunomia. Can you say it again?
We could do a whole 3 hours on this.
Pneumonia.
There!
Yeah! Pneumonia!
Can tomorrow's entire previously just be you going pneumonia?
Mononomia.
The opposite of old nomia. That's how I'm going to remember it.
How old are you?
Eunomia.
If you can't pronounce a word properly, do let us know what it was. Anyway, today's programme's gone a bit weird, hasn't it, already? We're only 40 minutes in. Right, we'll meet a Lonely Lunch Clubber very shortly, of course, here on Talk Radio, and still to come on the programme. You can win £5,000 before
the end. No, you can't.
Before the end of the programme, we've got £5,000 to give away.
No, we don't.
Today's mystery quiz, before 4 o'clock, £5,000.
Is not available on this station.
Up for grabs.
We've got a Metro to give away.
Up for grabs.
Down for grabs.
And we will have the big debate at 3. We will have the diversity pay-per-view, and we'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think in today's What the People Think. And drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news in Alcove Vox Pops. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
We're here to tell you about our club. A club unlike any other. Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays in the Bobbin area of Cornwall caused by the closure of the A38 Cooksland Road. Around the A389 Lawston Road, as the recovery of an accident continues. As south of Oxford, the northbound A34 at Milton is blocked by an accident just before the Milton interchange for the A4130. The northbound M40 past Brack is very busy because of an accident, junctions 10 to 11. The northbound M6 in Cheshire, queuing past a breakdown between 18 at Middlewich and 19 at Knutsford. And in Grantham in Lincolnshire, the southbound A1 is queuing towards an accident between Harlaxton and Grantham South. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon. It feels like it as well, doesn't it? Jesus. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, we'll meet a lonely lunch club. But before that, though, well, if you've seen any of the news at all today or any other day, I mean, there's so much of it around at the moment. The NHS is close to collapse, of course, much like Hillary Clinton. There's some... I haven't really looked what else is in the news. Does anyone know?
Well...
Doesn't matter. No. The point is, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, and neither can many other people. We know that from the letters that we get. We get a lot of letters telling us that the news is quite complicated and that you can't often get your head around it. I've got one here, for instance. The post bag bulges every single morning. Dear John, this is from Suella. Good afternoon, Suella. Thanks for writing in. Dear John, the news is quite complicated. I'm afraid I can't get my head around it. Is there anything you could do to help? Well, your letter's typical of many others, Suella. It's typical of this one that Cornelius has pulled out of the post bag as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is from Cruella.
Yeah.
Who says, Dear John and gang. She doesn't specify which gang.
No.
She says, but I don't know if you can help, but I can't get my head around the news.
Yeah.
Do you have anything for that?
Yes, we do, Cruella, and also Suella. Thanks for writing in. Now, the way we do it is this. We peel back, we take the news, right, and then what we do is we break it down to it. Listen carefully. We take the news and we break it down to its component parts. When you do that with the news, when you strip everything else away, just get it down to its basics. What you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. This is the news in haikus.
Samsung, try to rival the Kindle Fire by you, Zing Actual Fire.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so we come then once more to the mouldering, pitter-bred doors that are very much the gateway. It's not even a metaphor. They are actually mouldering pitter-bred doors that we've sewn together out of so many different bits of pitter-bread. It's like they're sort of a Frankenstein's monster made of a snack. And yet they guard the entrance to the Tupperware Hall of Despair, wherein we find, of course, a lonely lunch clubber, somebody who is lunching alone for whatever reason. And it is very much our wish and our hope that we can make your lunchtime fewer lonely. Would you like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair and become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club? Penny is on the line wanting exactly those things. Good afternoon, Penny.
Good afternoon, John. I think you've upset me there with your intro.
Oh, in what possible way would I have done that?
Because I was going to have pita bread for my lunch, only to find that it had all gone mouldy.
Well, you see how prescient it is. I think that's extra sad for you, Penny, isn't it? Because you've spent the morning building yourself up to a little treat.
Well,
it's not much of a treat, it's just a bit of pita bread, but, you know.
I was quite excited. I was going to have pita bread in my cup of soup, and it all went to pot when I discovered the pita bread was mouldy, and I hadn't had time to go to the shop and get some more.
There you go. You've also there, and I don't want to pit you up on this, but anyway, you've also mixed up your containers, because you've got a cup of soup and pot in the same sentence. I mean, it's either a cup or a pot, isn't it?
It's a cup of soup, isn't it?
A cup of soup. I mean, that's the logic. You don't get a bucket of soup, do you? We've been in this room for. You don't get a toilet bowl of soup.
Luckily.
what flavour soup are you? We're going
mushroom today.
The classic. Good.
The classic.
You're right to do so. Mushroom is the best soup in my opinion, which is the correct.
Mine too, actually. Not everyone agrees, but I think so.
Well, those people are idiots, Penny. That frankly,
they are.
And we have no time.
We're agreed on that.
Or they're kind. So, okay, so you've gone there, like sort of Mother Hubbard, the cupboard not quite bare.
Nearly.
But mouldering. Now, how long has the pita bread been in the cupboard, Penny? That's the question.
I'm guessing probably, maybe a week, maybe more than a week. That's really bad, isn't it?
It is. Was it a sealed packet, or had you opened it previously?
It was a sealed packet, right. And it had just been left there.
Yeah.
We're out of kilter with school-packed lunches. It hadn't been used. I thought, it'll be fine. Went to open it. Disaster.
Yeah, disaster. So, for you, it's just the soup, isn't it? That's all.
Just the soup.
That's all it is. You've got nothing else you can dip?
Nothing I can dip. Yeah. I could try a rich tea biscuit, maybe. But
hey! That a soup's too wet without one. you might be onto something there. A rich tea biscuit in mushroom soup. That you could be onto something.
It's like croutons, isn't it?
Yeah, just break into bits. Anyway, some advice. Why are you lunching alone, Penny?
Well, I'm kind of cheating in that I do have a sort of accompaniment to my lunch, but it's in the form of a small 3-year-old boy who doesn't really count because he's come home from preschool and just wants to watch CBeebies.
Yeah.
I eat alone. Well, you know, it's not the same, is it? It's not adult company.
No, I suppose not. I mean, you could try broaching adult subjects with him, you know, maybe the state of the NHS, perhaps, or see what he thinks about Hillary Clinton's collapse in America, cancelling the trip to California. You could try all of these things. Admittedly,
response will probably be something about diggers or something like that, knowing him, though.
Well,
it's not really conversation.
In that case, the advice there, of course, is to steer it round to his areas of expertise. So if you said to him, what do you think, post-Brexit, of the state of Britain's construction industry, then...
He might give me a more intelligent answer than many people on the telly, I suppose.
There you go, you see. What's he watching on CBeebies at the moment? Is he watching Mr. Tumble, who I find quite sinister?
I don't know at the moment. I've just left him to it. I hope it's not the fluttering kite, shall we say.
Ah, yes, the fluttering kite. Did you hear
the
that?
Fluttering
did you hear
kite,
that on Friday?
Yes. Let's say that very, very carefully, shall we?
Don't we, though? Unlike Chris Jarvis, obviously. If you didn't hear this on Friday, what happened was we found there was a clip of... we might play it again later, in fact, because over the weekend, Penny, a lot of people said, was that you with the fluttering kites? And they said, oh, we heard, can you play it again on Monday? So, you know what, we might play that again later on in the show. For those that missed it, basically what it was, it was Chris Jarvis, wasn't it, from the CBeebies thing.
It's the show me, which sadly I know very well.
Yeah, show me. And what did he show us there? What did he show us, Penny?
He showed us his fluttering kite.
Didn't he, though? And he sang a song about a fluttering kite. certain listeners, viewers to CBBC thought he may have said something else.
Is, I've seen several versions of that video online, and some of them it sounds worse than others.
It's like he's been redubbed or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. I wasn't responsible for that. But I can tell you that what we did do was bleep out the offending words fluttering and kite, which just made it sound worse, if I'm honest, Penny. Yeah. Who'd have thought?
But have you heard about the poor company that's actually called that?
No.
There's a company called Fluttering Kites, who apparently have had a load of abuse since all that went viral last week. In that they've had people phoning up their switchboard and being horrible and saying the other version to their switchboard operators, and they've only just gone onto Twitter to basically try and defend themselves and all this kind of thing.
That's terrible.
And they've been having a horrible time for it, which I kind of think, who's sad enough that they think, oh, I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to pick up the phone and harass some poor woman or man that works for a company who happens to share their name with something that happened on the internet.
Well,
it's weird.
I mean, I would hate to think in any way we were responsible for joining in with that particular chorus. But just in case, let's hear it again. This is... have we got both versions in there, Ask Broadcast Through the Glass?
Just coming in a second.
All right then, Cass is just sorting out some audio there for his Penny, so we'll get to that in a minute. Meanwhile, let's find out. So your 3-year-old is at preschool, does a little bit in the mornings, comes home.
He does mornings and lunch club, and then comes home. So yeah,
the first rule of that lunch club, of course, is don't talk. What's his name?
He's George, and I've got another one called Emily, who's at school all day. So I spend a lot of my day walking up and down the road to school, because that's what parents do.
Yeah, well, indeed. And is it this lunchtime a particularly lonely existence for you, or it's just... But obviously, you've got in touch, because you're eating technically alone, so, you know...
I eat technically alone most days, sometimes before I pick him up, sometimes after I pick him up. But it's that thing where kids come home from school, and you say to them, so what do you do today? Don't know.
Yeah.
But what happened today? Not going to tell you.
Yes, I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and that's what happens, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly the same.
The 4-year-old started school last week, a formative moment in her life, Penny.
Mm.
And first day, I rushed home, and I said, so how was it? And, you know, she just sort of went, yeah, it's all right. Well, what did you do? What did you do? Don't know. And then walked off.
He had exactly the same. He started at the school, preschool, last Monday, and, the first day I picked him up and said, how was it? He just said, not going to tell you.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's all you get. All that work you put into nurturing them, Penny, all of that.
Yeah.
What's he eating for lunch, by the way?
Well, he had lunch at preschool, so he'll have had a sandwich, a nice healthy piece of fruit, that kind of thing, cucumber sticks, carrot sticks, so... Yeah.
You want to just force feed him that mouldy pittering bread for tea. See how he likes that.
He'd probably eat it now, actually. Yeah, he's a boy after all, so.
Listen, we've got Cass has found the audio, so just for those that didn't hear it, so what the setup, Chris Jarvis from CBBC sang a song on what's the programme called, Penny?
It's called Show Me, Show Me.
And he showed us something that, he didn't necessarily think he was going to show us in a song called Fluttering Kites. Have a listen to Chris Jarvis.
Kite tails! Fluttering and dancing in the wind. Imagine, you're a fluttering kite.
I mean...
Imagine.
Yes, I mean, that's what he sang. And that was on the... That's on children's television. But, of course, people were offended by the word fluttering and kite. I mean, that's all I heard in there. And you
obviously.
As well, I'm sure.
Obviously, yeah.
So then, you know, we thought we'd do those easily offended who don't like the words fluttering or kite. We thought we'd bleep it out. It sounded like this.
Imagine, you're a fluttering kite.
I mean, it made it worse.
Imagine.
I mean, to be honest, Penny, it made it just worse, didn't it? I mean,
it did. that's brilliant.
Penny, listen, you are today's inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. Thank you very much. Before you go,
Thank you.
You do have a choice of prizes.
Go on, then.
So if you hang on a moment, here's our glamorous assistant Cornelius to run us through the prize list.
A Talk Radio mug, now available with spelling mistake and Spanish for no reason, just like our Twitter account. A copy of today's Metro, scrawled with just one haiku as I had writer's block on the train this morning.
It's all right, I wrote them all.
A TalkSport mug. Fun fact. Sorry. Fun fact, the first champagne mug was modelled on Alan Brazil's breast. A TalkSport 2016 Colin Murray calendar. Or a colander, if you will. A Talk Radio 26 John Holmes colander. Or a colander, if you will. A copy of John Holmes's book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. Get it now, then take it to a lovely charity shop. And that's it.
Penny, there you go. That's the list of prizes. Out of that glittering array, what would you choose?
The choice is getting harder, isn't it?
Yes.
There's more prizes. I can't quite cope with this. I think, though, because I'm drinking a cup of soup, it's going to have to be one of the cups, isn't it?
Yeah, but which one? That's the big question, isn't it?
We'll go Talk Radio. I don't really like sport.
Fine. Yeah, Talk Radio, it is. Congratulations, you've got a Talk Radio mug. Penny, a pleasure to talk to you as well. Regards to children, too. And don't let them watch that filthy potty mouth Chris Jarvis anymore. That was Penny. She's joined the Lonely Lunch Club. Would you like to? Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Okay then, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, I am John Holmes, and I was going to launch today's texter off the back of chatting to the lovely Penny there, but I'm going to do it later, because I hadn't realised what the... Look, it's almost 2 o'clock, and that means it's actually almost time for the... For the news. So, in actual fact, I'm going to go straight to today's headline hijack. Whereupon, you need to have made up a news story for inclusion into the news at 2 o'clock. The reason? To confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. They get back to their desk or whatever. Switch the radio on, and then they hear a news lie squashed in the actual news, which today will come out of Rachel's mouth. And you can tell it's Rachel doing the news because she pronounces all of the words correctly, unlike Victoria. So, what's coming in on the headline hijacks? Cornelius.
This has come in from...
Speaking of people who can't read properly.
Michael, and I'm glad that Michael sent this in. He says, Donald Trump is once again being investigated by the FBI after Hillary Clinton has fallen ill with pneumonia. Is that it?
With what again?
Pneumonia.
I mean, read the letters.
Well, there's a P in it, so I'm not going to do that. Pneumonia.
Yes! See, you can do it.
Yeah, with pneumonia.
What is it again?
Pneumonia.
Yeah.
Last month at a convention where Donald Trump was arguing in the protection of an American's right to pneumonia,
yes.
He suggested that those activists could maybe use pneumonia to keep Clinton quiet.
Okay, and the plans of the Paralympic closing ceremony in Rio have been leaked. What was supposed to be a closely kept secret has revealed that the showpiece of the ceremony will be the official removal of one of the arms of Christ the Redeemer statue, which is now planned to be part of the Paralympic legacy in the city. That's actually a really nice idea. Thanks for sending that in. Producer Dave has the name of the person who has got into the news, the winner, if you like, of Headline Hijack. Producer Dave, what is the name?
The winner of Headline Hijack, John,
yes.
Is
yes.
John Allen.
Right, and where's he from? John Allen, where's he from?
John Allen is from yes. Wokingham.
Okay, John Allen in Wokingham, well done. You are the winner of today's Headline Hijack, after which we will be saying hello to Sophie because she's our work experience pundit. She'll be looking back over the weekend's television. Plus, don't forget, before 4 o'clock, you can win £5,000.
No, you can't.
£5,000 up for grabs in
today's... £5,000 is not available.
In today's mystery quiz, £5,000.
£5,000 not available.
I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound? Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
We're here to tell you about our club. A club unlike any other. Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
From just £99 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Citan 109 Euro 6 CDI long panel van works hard for your business. Put it through its paces today. Only at the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For details and conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 24 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £6,590 12. Optional final payment £6,500. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Rachel with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump says he feels great. TUC boss wants firms with dirty little secrets. And as Madonna once said, do you know what it feels like for a girl?
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump has wished his US presidential rival Hillary Clinton a speedy recovery after she was diagnosed with pneumonia.
Something's going on, but I just hope she gets well and gets back on the trail, and we'll be seeing her at the debate.
The Republican candidate also told Fox News he had a full health check last week and he feels great. Mrs. Clinton was told she contracted the lung condition on Friday, but it only emerged she had it yesterday after taking a tumble at a public event. The General Secretary of the TUC Group of Unions has accused big companies which pay less than the minimum wage of bringing shame on Britain. Francis O'Grady has been speaking as courier company Hermes denies doing anything wrong following allegations some of its staff receive less than the legal minimum wage. Dave Ward from the Communication Workers Union says the government needs to do more to help workers' rights, but so do trade unions.
It really is a disease in Britain for workers, and I think the trade union movement, our union, in all these sectors, we need to come together and make sure that we're fighting for a new deal for workers everywhere in the UK.
In Syria, President Assad has vowed to retake all areas of the country from rebels. It's just hours before a planned ceasefire is due to begin. A study backed by the government has ranked the best and worst places to be a girl in England and Wales. Middlesbrough's bottom, while Waverley in Surrey's come out top. The report by the charity Plan International UK looked at factors including education, teenage pregnancy and child poverty. But these teenagers in Middlesbrough say you can do well in the town.
I absolutely love living in Middlesbrough. We have lots of variety. I'm in the scouting industry, and I'm a young leader at the moment. I'm in Beavers, and I've done Duke of Edinburgh.
I think that as long as you try hard, then you have as equal opportunity as anybody else.
Samsung has seen £11 billion wiped off its market value after reports of its flagship mobile exploding. The company's told customers to switch off the Note 7 smartphone and return it. Travellers are also being advised not to check them in on flights. And Manchester United have become the first British club to earn over £500 million in a single financial year. The Old Trafford side announced revenue of around £515 million for the last 12 months.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with rain across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Mostly dry with sunny spells for England and Wales. Today's high, 24 degrees.
Rachel, thank you very much. It's 2:05 now. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Ben has now got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Despite their defeat to their neighbouring rivals at the weekend, Manchester United shouldn't be written off in the Premier League title race, and that's according to a former City player. Pep Guardiola's side's 2-1 win over United puts them top of the table with an early 3-point advantage over Jose Mourinho's men. But ex-City midfielder Didi Hamann told Jim White on TalkSport there's still plenty of football to be played.
I still like United, and I think they'll come back stronger from the defeat. Yes, it's first blood to Pep Guardiola and City, the blue half of Manchester. But I still think United got a fantastic chance to win the league.
Sunderland boss David Moyes comes up against his old club Everton in the Premier League this evening. The two sides meet at the Stadium of Light, with the home team still looking for their first league win of the season. Finally, former England captain Graham Gooch has told TalkSport one day skipper Owen Morgan's decision not to tour Bangladesh isn't necessarily the end for him internationally, but it is a gamble by the Middlesex man. Morgan won't travel because of concerns over safety, Jos Buttler will skipper the side. It follows another England captain, Nasser Hussain, criticising Morgan for withdrawing. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And as The X Factor has continued to struggle with its ratings, Simon Cowell is said to have been inspired by the rating success of Ed Balls on Strictly and is considering sacking Nicole Scherzinger before this weekend's shows and replacing her with a former politician. Ed Miliband is currently the bookie's favourite.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Ben. That was Rachel with the news and Ben with the sport. Next, work experience punditry.
Talk Radio.
First of all, though, let's very quickly, once again, just go over to Radio 2, where I think we can get a live feed, just to find out what our rival Jeremy Vine is covering this afternoon.
1 minute you're enjoying the peace and quiet at home, having maybe a well-deserved cup of tea, and then you are convulsed with shock. Your beautiful child has spontaneously exploded. Sandra in Peterborough, hello.
Can I just say, Jeremy, that this sounds like utter rubbish. An exploding child. Do you have any evidence for this?
Well, we've got a geologist on the line. Perhaps you can help us. What is going on?
Sorry, your researcher said that you had a geological question to ask me. Children don't explode. This is absolutely ludicrous.
I pay my licence fee for this.
I don't know whether this in any way reassures you. Maybe it does the opposite, Sandra. But since I mentioned this with Ken Bruce at 11:30, I've seen at least a dozen emails come in.
Not true.
From people whose child exploded.
You've just made them up.
John in Rosecare in Cornwall.
Rosecare made up.
Says the same thing happened to me. I was cleaning the bathroom. I went to move the child from the shower and it just exploded right in front of me. I was shaking like a leaf.
Rubbish. John doesn't exist.
The blast was powerful enough to scratch the inside of the cupboard.
You're a liar.
Liar.
0500 288 291.
Great, yeah, that's right. Drown me out, Jeremy, you big fraud.
That's what's happening over on Radio 2 at the moment. We'll keep you posted if there are any more exploding children.
Should have been some little also.
All right, then. It's time for Work Experience Punditry here on Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And yes, if you're a regular listener, you'll know this is where we road test the next generation of critics, broadcasters and pundits. And, well, I'll be honest with you, they're all work experience. We don't have to pay them. And today, Sophie is back. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello there. And is it a review of the weekend's television?
It is. Well, the week.
Not just the
weekend.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Oh, goodness me. Right, so a week's worth of television. What, forthcoming or just gone?
Just gone.
Okay. So, where are we going to start?
With Argyle, which is on BBC One.
Okay.
It's a new series. So the first episode it was on Wednesday. Basically, Georgie Lane, who's an army medic, played by Michelle Keegan, goes on a humanitarian tour to Kenya, which turns into quite a dangerous place to be. And, it's quite exciting, a bit explosive.
Do we have a clip?
We do, yes.
Yes, yeah. Let's have a listen to that.
I found the woman of my dreams on this tour. I think I've fallen in love with her. Therefore, you and I are no longer an item.
A bit harsh.
I've only been out with her twice. Elvis. Press send.
Do your own dirty work.
Well, so she would have got it by now.
Yeah, well, rule one still applies. You're a soldier. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Can't count special forces in that. Rule one applies to squaddies only, surely. See me when we get back to the UK.
Thing is, I'm exactly the wrong type for you, Elvis. I have no intention of settling down. Ever.
And that's a clip from Our Girl on BBC
One.
Good. Right, Sophie, did you like it? What is it? What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a bit gory. There's a few people kind of exploding.
There was no exploding there, was there? That was all...
I know, that was quite of a love scene, that one.
Yeah.
There is quite a love story involved in it as well, which is kind of a bit of a... I don't know.
Did you prefer the love scene or the explodey scene?
Maybe the explodey scene is a bit more action-based.
Well, I don't know. That depends. Anyway, moving on. What's the basic plot then? What are we looking at?
Well, they go to Kenya and they're trying to help the people of Kenya in a little camp. And then it turns out there's actually lots of sort of terrorists in the area. And they are trying to help them. And yeah, just that's kind of the first episode is just setting that all up.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how the rest of the series goes.
Is it the sort of thing you would watch again?
No.
So you're not going to see how the rest of it pans out at all? You're not going to give it a second chance, really?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. It was all right. Five episodes. So.
Was it like anything? I mean, can we compare it to something else that's gone before? I mean, it's no Line of Duty, clearly.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I can't compare it to anything else, really. You'll have to find out for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm literally not going to watch it, which is why you're here to tell me about it. That's how, you know, already the system is flawed.
Okay.
Is it a case of, that's I'm guessing what's on 9:30 at night or something? Is it?
Yeah, 9 p.m.
So it's that sort of very classic BBC One style drama.
Yes.
All right. But it's not coming very highly recommended from you at all, is it?
Not overly. I'd give it probably a 3 out of 10.
Okay. What else have you got?
Cold Feet, which is the return.
You can turn on the heating if you want.
Oh no, I'm okay actually.
Okay.
Good first input this half hour, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Thanks for paying attention.
Cold Feet is the return of the popular comedy drama series from the late 90s, early noughties, which is a bit less funny than I was expecting it to be.
Fewer.
It's quite sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you
see the original?
I didn't, no.
So I was going to ask if that matters.
I don't think so. This is kind of about their life post-kids with teenagers, and it's kind of about marriage and divorce, and to be honest, it's quite sad rather than funny.
Yeah.
But, I actually quite enjoyed it. It was good. It's got a good story to it.
There was a... because those familiar... I mean, it was hugely popular, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I never saw it.
No, I never watched it.
It didn't really cross my radar at the time. But I know it was... it was, you know, a certain generation. It was sort of Friends-like, or supposedly.
Yeah.
Not
a
sitcom, but that group of friends bonding thing, wasn't it? And so I kind of knew all about it, but it was... It just didn't sort of come across my radar. But I was aware that this was coming back with them all older. So it's almost kind of a real-time aging, isn't it?
So the writer, Mark Bullen, said he wanted to wait until the characters had hit those kind of post-kids crisis.
Yeah.
And so he obviously had to wait for the cast to... age,
yeah,
because the same cast.
There was a very good joke. I did see a clip which I thought was a very good joke, although whereby Jimmy Nesbitt met John Thompson's character, at an airport, I think, and then he said something like, "Have you lost a bit of weight?" to John Thompson, I think, and John Thompson said, "Not really, I put some on," which was a joke about John Thompson, But then as James Nesbitt was walking away, he just said, "Have you got more hair?" which I thought was an excellent sort of in joke about James Nesbitt's hair transplant. I quite like that. It passed me by, but I don't know. I didn't watch this because I thought I'd probably need to be familiar with it all and have watched it, but apparently not.
No, I'd say not. It's got some good gags, but the storyline is quite dark.
Right.
I would say.
Is it going to be a spoiler to give away any of that dark storyline? Or
Not really. It's kind of about how marriages don't really work out, and it's life's quite hard.
Yeah. The message for us all there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Bringing your Monday chair to this show.
Yeah,
thanks, Sophie.
Yeah, you might as well be Cass. She's not listening. She's on the phone to her Cass dentist.
No, she's looking at broadband deals for a new house.
Oh, yeah, cool, fair enough. What have we got next? Now we've nailed Cold Feet.
Yeah, that's good.
When's it on? Well, I forgot to say.
Mondays at 9.
Mondays at 9.
Yeah, so tonight at 9.
Okay. And will you watch it?
Yeah.
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 All right. Good. Yeah. Live or catch up?
Probably catch up.
Yeah, because you've got a life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So next up is the last leg, and obviously the Paralympics.
Yep.
That kind of bundles into one. It's basically the same kind of thing that you get on the last leg. It's Adam Hills, Josh Widdicombe, and Alex Brooker. Talking about anything and everything to do with the Paralympics.
Josh Widdicombe's in the studio with us, actually.
Oh, hello!
Oh, hi!
Hello!
How are you?
Hi, yes, good. Very long flight.
I was going to say.
I don't know why they booked this for in studio. I should have done it on the phone.
Yes.
What were I thinking? Oh, thank God I do have two legs.
Have you got to fly back for tonight's show?
Yes!
Wow.
Josh Whitaker
leave now.
In the studio this afternoon.
Paracetamol!
Thanks, Josh. So, what do you... the last leg, so, you know, we all know it went top news. It started in the last Paralympics,
it did,
didn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot that it's... Yeah. I forgot
that. Was the
that.
Point
yeah.
of the program.
Yeah. Exactly. It all started there. Yeah.
They did it thinking, oh, this is a good thing to do. And then it suddenly kicked off and they'd have 4 years of the show and now they're back.
Yeah. And it's, quite a cushy number for them, getting flown out to Rio to do that from, isn't it?
It's gone quite, I think they were probably thinking 4 years ahead.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
they did it in London, they were like, right, we'll just get it here when it's cheap. No, it'll get so good, we'll have to get to Rio.
They've
and then
well.
Tokyo in 4 years.
I know.
They've smashed it.
Yeah. They've been to Australia as well. They've done a separate series just in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get Adam wow. Hills, Australia, yeah. of course, yeah. yeah. So, yeah, well, all right. I mean, it's a daily roundup of everything that's been happening at the Paralympics,
yes.
but with jokes, right?
Yes.
That's exactly the point.
So if you don't have time to watch it, just watch that, and that's kind of...
I haven't seen any
everything.
Of the Paralympics.
No, neither have
Not
I, and I really enjoyed
nothing.
It in 2012.
Yeah.
And I
nothing.
Went to it. But no, I haven't seen any, not one. I didn't
Did
even
you win
see
a medal?
No.
Oh. the Paralympics coverage, if we haven't seen any. Sophie, have you been watching any of the Paralympics as well or not?
Yeah, a fair bit. Okay. I think it's really
now
good.
How does it compare to... Because there was some criticism initially saying that, they hadn't sold all the tickets and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And how it wasn't going to be well organised and so on. But has that come across on television? Or
no,
is it,
not
is
at
it
all.
Absolutely fine.
It looks exactly how it should.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're doing
yeah.
well, I understand, again, in all the medals.
Yeah, we're second.
Second.
Yeah. We've got 56
we are
medals, I think.
Doing very well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not very sporting interested, as you know.
Did you watch the Olympics?
No, not no. 1 minute of it. So, you know, I have no... Yeah. Just like, no.
It's the best. It's the best time of year.
Yeah.
No, it isn't, because spiders come in
years.
Your house.
Oh, that's true. The spiders are scared of conkers, so if you
Sorry,
put conkers
what?
Around...
When the Olympics are on.
The spider.
Yeah. Why is that happening?
You say it's the best time of year. It doesn't matter what else is going on in the world. Spiders come in your house now, don't they, Sophie?
They do.
Yes.
Put conkers in your corners and they won't
Does
get
that,
there.
Is that true?
What?
Well,
what?
I think it's true. I put conkers in my
Hang
room.
On, what do you mean you think it's true? I was like,
who told you
You just
that?
Made that up.
No, it's a thing. It is. She's right.
I think it's a thing.
Conker, spider...
You're saying I think before you
no,
say
it
it's
is.
A thing.
There's yeah. no scientific proof. I've looked it up.
Right.
But people who do the conkers say the conkers work.
It works. Put them in your wardrobes as well.
Is your bedroom just full of conkers? It's a massive conker pile.
Mine is, because I don't like spiders at all. So I'm more than happy
there
to sleep
go.
In a bed of conkers.
I don't have any spiders in my flat.
Have you got conkers?
Don't think so.
But
unless
yeah.
they're like naturally occurring conkers.
Cornelius has got infestation of spiders in his flat.
Yeah, we did it for one night as flies. But
you
yeah.
said spiders.
No, and then there was a massive spider that night as well, who I think was their ringleader. But yeah, but I didn't know about the conkers thing.
Conkers.
And it's just as well. I do have a conker collection as well because. Well, it's the time of year, so, and I haven't
what?
Had...
Why have you got a conker collection?
Well, it's just...
It's not the time
know,
of year yet, is it?
Yeah, not, it's a bit early.
Yeah, well, I'm preparing. I'm
they're last
getting
year's
in there
conkers.
Early. Yeah, yeah, they've
You've
grown,
been soaking them in...
Hairs.
What, do you used to soak them in vinegar?
Yeah.
So they were strong yeah. in the playground.
I don't want to hear about Cornelius's conkers being soaked in vinegar anymore, so I'm ending this conversation right now. Sophie,
Keeps them young.
Stop it. There's more in a moment, I presume.
Yes.
Good. Stop it, everybody. We'll be back with Sophie, if she wants to stay to
yes,
hear
please.
This nonsense. Then with that, in a minute, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Five for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut? At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 in Somerset still blocked both ways near Bridgewater, 24 to 25. That's because of a loose bull on the carriageway. The A5 between Shrewsbury and Oswestry is blocked in both directions at Shotterton. That's because of a shed load. The Northbound M6Q because of a breakdown in the roadworks near 18 for Middlewich. An accident on the M1 in South Yorkshire is causing northbound congestion near Wakefield, junctions 38 to 39. And if you're moving away from Manchester towards Huddersfield, the eastbound M62 struggling around junction 23 for Huddersfield, where the exit slip road is closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
In the details, very often, is the beauty when all these little things come together. It's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall tales and telephone trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Soon! Well, 3 o'clock, there'll be the big debate, of course. Also, your chance to win
£5,000. £5,000 is not available.
Here on Talk Radio this afternoon. £5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 not available.
In a mystery theme tune quiz. All you have to do is identify the mystery theme tune. You could win £5,000.
No, you can't.
Ahead of Sophie and the continuation of Work Experience Punditry, which is what we are doing, looking at television, you might find that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. You're not the only one, Cornelius. Many people can't get their head around it.
Really?
The news.
Oh, that's comforting to know.
We're here to help, of course, because what we do is make it more understandable by reaching a helping fist out of the radio, taking you by yours and dragging you through the news, lightly skipping together through the daisy-filled meadow of current affairs. The reason? To make the news more understandable, because, as we know, Cornelius and others simply can't get their head around it.
I can't get my head around it.
When you break news down into its component parts, what do you end up with? That's right, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Archer's verdict in. Apparently it's a bore. Ring radio soap.
News in haiku. Work Experience Punditry, then. Sophie is with us today. We are looking at television. So far, we have looked at One Girl from BBC One, which
Our Girl from BBC One,
which Sophie says is not very good. We have looked at Cold Feet, which Sophie says is...
good.
Good. What else did we look at?
The last leg.
The last leg, which Sophie says is...
great.
The Paralympics are...
amazing.
Okay, what are we looking at next?
Whatever's next is going to be the best thing that's ever been on TV.
Well, let's find out.
Scale.
Well, it's the Jonathan Ross Show.
Oh, not quite.
Right, so, okay, well...
oh, the Jonathan Ross, sorry.
It's the Jonathan Ross full set breakfast. Very much Jonathan Ross, very much the...
full set chat show.
Yeah. Very much the Waitrose to Paul's Lidl. So, what... the new series, I'm guessing, the new series started on the weekend.
Saturday.
On Saturday. All right, Jonathan Ross, still the, I suppose, it used to be like television's flagship talk show, didn't it? Back when, you know, Jonathan Ross was on BBC One.
Yes.
But not now for the doldrums of ITV await, thanks to Saxgate, when he said that rude thing about Andrew Sachs's granddaughter.
Yes.
So what was it like?
It was good. It was classic Jonathan Ross, really. He had some guests. So he had Renee Zellweger, aka Bridget Jones.
That's quite a good booking. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Good, solid.
Who I didn't realise was American.
So she has a very solid British accent.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
that was
she
quite does, interesting.
Yes, commended for that during
the year. Laura Trott and Jason Kenny.
Of cycling.
Cycling.
You don't know what that
GB
is.
GB cycling.
Olympics.
Yeah,
like Olympics. On bikes.
You know, I didn't know they were American. They really cycle in a really great British way. It's very good.
Yeah, they are good. And then three of the Team GB women's hockey team. More sports there.
It's going down the list of guests. So
okay, I mean, no, I'll bring it back up.
They're big at the moment, like Maddie Hinch and all those ones. They're all big people.
Yeah,
big players in the game.
Yeah.
Aisling B, the comedian and actress, who's very funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She's hilarious. So she was the best for me.
Is she with Off the Curb, by any chance?
I'm making no comment on any of the
what they do,
people
see,
I know.
That what they do, you see, is often on those shows is that you'll find that the comedian guests are often with the same agent as the host. That's how they do it.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just saying that happens sometimes.
She was very good, I have to say. And then John Malkovich was on.
Good.
He talks quite slowly, so that was quite not very interesting.
I love John Malkovich.
He speaks very highly of you, John Malkovich. Yeah. Listen to this now.
What a guy.
Yeah.
And then Tom Adele sang a song at the end.
So, is it... oh, come on.
No, I listened to him on the way in today. Yeah. He's so good.
That song about concrete.
Oh, it's a bit boring.
He's all right.
Quite boring. Yeah. So, the... and I'd say that to his face. So, the Jonathan Ross Show, obviously in its heyday, was sort of must-see television. I mean, kind of... is it still as good as it was? And what's the...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just the same every time. Just depends if you're actually interested in the guests or not, in my opinion. So I thought this one was quite good.
But Jonathan Ross is an excellent broadcaster, isn't he? He remains, you know, one of the top broadcasters we have. So I haven't seen it probably since it went to ITV for whatever reason. But
can't
I just
get ITV down in Kent, can you?
You don't really get that. No, we don't really get that around where I live.
Pick it up.
I mean, if I want to watch ITV, I have to go around the house of the kind of person who shops in Asda. So all right. So.
Yeah, I think you know what you're getting with it, basically. If you like Jonathan Ross, great. If you don't, maybe don't watch it. But right. I think, it's good. It's good.
Good criticism there. Good. amazingly, says Russell, by the way, who's just texted in or tweeted in, the spiders thing does work conquer-wise.
Oh,
really? So you've been vindicated by Russell.
I knew it. Then.
Well, I'd heard it before as well. I even bought some spider spray.
That's probably better than conquer.
Which is a kind of citrusy, conquery thing in a can. And you spray that.
Spur to spray.
Yes. You spray that around your crevice, and that'll keep spiders out of it.
You where?
Crevice.
Okay.
Wherever spiders might lurk. All I'm saying is, I've sprayed it, and there aren't any spiders there.
I don't want to know, John.
That's all I'm telling you.
I've
lost interest in your crevice.
They say, how many spiders do you swallow a year?
Six in your sleep?
Yes, exactly, Sophie. But you spray... spider spray in your mouth at night, not going to happen.
No.
Yeah. Thanks, though. Thanks for coming in. Out of all of them, you just give a generic mark out of 10. I know you've already done one as 3, but forget that. So out of 10, all of them together, an average.
All together?
Yeah.
An average of 7.
That's pretty high, actually.
Yeah.
I was expecting lower than that. All right. Sophie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Sophie there, a work experience punditry reviewing television. Still to come in the next bit, I imagine, there's the diversity paper review, the big debate at 3, and today's mystery quiz. Do not forget today's mystery quiz, which could see you the proud owner of £5,000.
No, it couldn't.
£5,000 up for grabs before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
£5,000 is down for grabs and not available.
2:30 now, Rachel's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he'll be releasing details of a health check soon as his rival's been diagnosed with pneumonia. Mr. Trump says he hopes Democrats' Hillary Clinton gets well soon. US politics professor Dr. Trevin McKishkin says it's interesting how he's reacted.
Donald Trump, who has really hit hard at Hillary on all kinds of issues in the last few weeks and months, hasn't gone after her particularly hard on this incident yesterday, because there are question marks about his own sort of state of health.
Wakefield MP Mary Cray says her staff were distressed to find a brick had been put through their office window this morning. The Labour politician tweeted about what happened, saying there's no excuse for violence and intimidation in our democracy. The leader of Britain's trade unions is warning they're coming after big companies which pay workers less than the minimum wage. The TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady has been speaking after claims the courier firm Hermes treats workers like dirt, with some getting below the minimum pay.
To any greedy business that treats its workers like animals, you're next. We're going to shine a light on you.
Hermes will be investigated by HMRC over the allegations, which it denies. Samsung has seen £11 billion wiped off its market value after reports of its flagship mobile exploding. The company's told customers to switch off the Note 7 smartphone and return it. Crystal Palace have confirmed defender Pape Soare is in hospital after a car accident yesterday. The left-back suffered injuries to his thigh and jawbone. It's understood he was airlifted from the M4 just outside London. The weather, sunny spells for most, wet and windy though across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Very mild again overnight, today's high 24 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Diversity paper review on the way, as well as drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, the doctor will see you now, even if you haven't got an appointment. Join me and TV doctor Dawn Harper from Embarrassing Bodies, and she's got a far from embarrassing body, the wonderful Angela Rippon, broadcasting legend. We saw her leg end with Morecambe and Wise, and she presents Rip Off Britain.
There may be trouble ahead.
All that and more with a Full Set Breakfast. Mine's a black pudding.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Let's face the music and time.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Now, you'll be aware, of course, of drunk people. There's possibly one near you quite now, especially if you're sitting next to Talk Sport breakfast host Alan Brazil. However, the drunk people are often to be found outside at night, at the weekend, falling out of pubs and clubs and bars, the drunk people. And when that happens, ordinarily you might think, oh, we'll just leave them there in the street, just lying on the floor. But no, no, no. What if one was to go up to them and canvass them for their opinions on the week's news? Well, that's what we do each weekend. Hey, drunk person, what do you make of this? And then find out what they say. We call it Alco Vox Pops. So on Saturday night, out we went into the streets of London just to find out what the drunk people, A, had been drinking by looking at the vomit on the floor, but B, really, what did they think of the week's news? Here we go. Excuse me, can I just ask you a question? They're going to build a £2 million wall in Calais. Who should build it?
Engineers?
Not the f***ing builders doing my kitchen, mate. They're taking the f***ing p***.
The sausage makers. Walls.
Who should build it? Well, you're making them block them out. You might as well make the immigrants build it, I suppose. You might as well do
Germany.
They're super good at building walls. We don't need to look at history for experience.
Donald Trump, because he's stupid.
No, 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 no. He's France. He's not Mexico.
Keith Vaz told rent boys to bring poppers and cocaine to a party. What do you like to take to a party?
Party poppers and Coca-Cola. Strippers.
Come on, let's go.
Where's the coke?
Less poppers.
No, f***ing not. No, no poppers.
No poppers.
Dancing feet.
Usually lots of gin and tonic and a housewarming cucumber. Present.
A cucumber
for the gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And a housewarming present.
Myself and booze.
Peppermint crisp cake.
Guys, it was one time.
Yeah, nothing. Don't know.
She just consumes, she doesn't bring anything.
Yeah. Keith Baz, he's a great laugh.
Can I just ask you a quick question? North Korea exploded a nuclear weapon. What's your message to Kim Jong-un?
Can you order an Uber?
Kim.
I hope they don't get as Kim Jong-il as your dad. Get around mine and we'll explode nuclear weapons together.
Bomb the shit out of them.
Kill him.
Keep on popping. We'll all love to see it.
My personal message to him is... Really? Come on. Why? I want to know why. Where has he put this weapon?
Yourself and die. Team America, yeah. Needs to go to the hairdressers.
Kim Jong Boom, why have you done this? That's all I have to say on the matter.
Drunk people there, canvassed for their opinions. On the week's news, we call it Alco Vox Pops. Now, I have in my paper a piece of hand. Oh, no, wait. today's texting. So that was genuinely an accident, and I managed to pass it off as deliberate.
Yeah, you did. It's
the truth.
I knew it was definitely an accident. Yeah.
So today's texter. Here we go. Jack. Garrett, you know, the you know, what is he? What is he? He's a troubadour, isn't he? He's
songstress.
The singy songstra. Jack Garrett. I was reading this over the weekend, where he said, and he was rightly pleased about this. He said he'd been in a, I think there was a, essentially it was in a story about the NHS collapsing. So the NHS is collapsing. Health stories, right? Bad news. NHS is on the verge of collapse. The tipping point. It's about to collapse. Hillary Clinton has had a fall. We know about that. But it's all right because Jack Garrett and his music have brought a man who'd been in a car accident back to basically his memory back thanks to the music of Jack Garrett, right?
What?
So I know. So this is good news, isn't it? And I thought it was worth mentioning due to the fact that a lot of health bad news today.
Yeah.
But it's all right because the music of Jack Garrett... said that brought a man back to life, basically. Yeah. I mean, name me a Jack Garrett hit.
The one about the thing?
Yep.
Yeah, no. Tiddly tips and the what's it? What's that song about?
Anyway, that song there that Dave just mentioned brought someone out of a coma, which I think is a good thing.
I'm young, I can help. Surprise yourself. Worry. Breathe life. Weathered.
The next song Cornelius is going to say is going to be
The Love You're Given.
Because he's reading out the Google list of hits that it brings up when you Google Jack Garrett.
We all know the Jack Garrett hits. Anyway, I thought that was a good thing to do. you know, it's the gift of music, and I thought it was very nice that that there was at least a medical story that wasn't a horrible one. That's all. That's all. The only reason I mention it. I also mention it because I thought today's texting will be music... and medicine.
Okay, because of Jack Garrett and...
Because of Jack Garrett and the... Jack Garrett could be the saviour of the NHS.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be a turn up for the books, wouldn't it?
Today's text in, if you want to get involved with that this afternoon, on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's going to be bands and medicine, bands and hospitals. That's the way we're going to go. So the Strokes does not count, right? Because that's already a thing.
What about the vaccines?
No, doesn't count. Cross that out. It's already a thing. You haven't tried very hard at all there. You could have Fracture Goes to Hollywood.
Could you?
Yes, because at least I've made an effort. I didn't say it was a good effort, but I have made an effort.
How about
no?
This is a much better one.
Go on.
Then Fracture Goes to Hollywood.
No, I doubt it. I doubt if it is.
Diagnose System of a Down. Diagnosis.
That's quite good. That is good. A lot of word merging there.
Yeah. All right.
Merging.
Yeah.
Papa's got a brand new colostomy bag.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, can I have that, can you?
Placebo.
No, because that's a thing. You don't got the rules. The shadows on the lung. It's a shadow on the lung, isn't it?
It's very dark.
It's not. I'm just saying. Public enema.
I'm back in.
Yeah.
Skeptic. Like Skepta.
John won't know what that is.
Skeptic.
Do you know what a Skepta is,
John? What's a skeptic? Skepta.
Skepta's a rapper.
What's skeptic got to do? Iron Maiden. I'm going to talk John's language again after Skepta. Iron Maiden song. Run to the Pills.
Yes. I mean, Fat Larry's band, Idge.
Gangrene Day.
Yes. Smear Test Dummies. I mean, you could, you know.
Masters of Ward.
Pneumcationia. I can't say catatonia now.
No. Try saying pneumonia model army.
Pneumonia model army.
We learned earlier Cornelius can't say the word pneumonia, although it just did, so that's all the practice. Anyway, it doesn't matter. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
That's all right, on Twitter if you wanted to join in with
the word you like.
Quite finished that. I'd like to join in with today's texter. We'll meet a diversity paper reviewer next today. Mark will be here to go through the papers. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine. The weekend starts here.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M5 is still struggling northbound with a loose ball reported on the carriageway near Bridgewater, junctions 25 to 24. The southbound side has reopened. Still long delays into Oxford on the northbound A34 through Milton with restrictions around the Milton interchange following an accident there. An accident in the Sparkhill area of Birmingham is causing delays and closing off the A34 Stratford Road. Between Shrewsbury and Oswestry, the A5 at Shotterton is still closed because of a shed load. The M6 north queuing after early problems near junction 18 for Middlewich, and the northbound M1 near junction 38 for Huddersfield struggling because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Monday afternoon, feels like it too, and this is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we have been noticing, as I know you have, that the news just keeps getting ever more complicated. There's the Syria ceasefire. Will it hold? There's poor Hillary Clinton falling over. I know, at that 911 gig. They were a terrible boy band in the first place. So all of and it's the whole thing. I mean, the NHS is on the verge of collapse. It's all very complicated. In a moment, we'll go through the papers with for today's Diversity paper review to find out just how complicated it is. But allow us to help you simplify it. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius, but it's all right because we're here to help, and we're here to help you through the medium and with the medium of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's what happens when you break the news down into its component parts. You end up with Japanese poetry. Of course, it's the news in haikus.
Hillary collapses. I've sent her a get well soon card from Clinton's.
And we come, therefore, knocking on the door of the Diversity Paper Review. The Diversity Paper Review is, of course, the part of the show where the newspapers are gone through by a different diversity. There's a different one each day, thereby making us the most diverse programme in world broadcasting. And today's diversity, we welcome back Mark, who is...
Brown.
Yes. What have you got in the newspapers, Mark? Where are we starting? What newspaper are we starting with?
Starting with The Times.
The Times, yes.
Yeah, great newspaper, obviously. Have you heard of a Hillary Clinton?
I have heard of Hillary Clinton, yes. Is she in the news for some reason?
She's in the news, yeah. Apparently she wants to be the next president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
However, she has been struck down with pneumonia and has fainted. And just having to take a bit of time out from her campaign.
Does it matter that a presidential hopeful has just got a bit ill? Does it matter?
It doesn't really bother me. I don't think it really matters. It only shows their human side, doesn't it? Surely. I mean, no one's ever heard of Donald Trump getting ill.
No.
Not saying he's not human, but...
But, look at the evidence.
Yeah. Humans get sick.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, and there is a history of politicians and certainly presidential or prime ministerial hopeful. I mean,
yeah.
Abraham Lincoln famously only was kept alive because of the life support system and his stovepipe hat.
Yeah.
Mrs. Thatcher died midway through her term, but her evil kept her going, didn't it? And then David Cameron, he was quite interested in biology because he liked to see how the inside of a dead pig's mouth worked.
Yeah.
So there's a history here, I think.
Yeah. And JFK was very sick as well, wasn't he?
JFK, famously, when part of his head was all shattered up by a gun, I don't recall him getting criticised for his car driving off.
No.
Do you?
No.
No, in many ways, the people came out on his side. So I wonder if you could argue that the sympathy vote might... If she was to die, Hillary Clinton, then she could win. Because when people die, the public sympathy vote, out it comes, no matter who or what you've done. David Bowie, of course, famously, you know, look at the outpouring of public. Denise Robertson off of This Morning, remember that?
Yeah.
Jimmy Savile, when he died, everyone was really sad and they put up a memorial. Obviously, that all changed, you know, fairly shortly afterwards, but certainly when he died...
It was that big queue, wasn't it?
It was
at the Queen's Hotel in Leeds.
To go and see his body.
Yeah.
Which he'd technically shown to loads of people. Horrible. But no. What I'm saying is, she could bring out the public.
That could get her, you know, take her through and get her over the line.
Be happy with a
Does she need to time her death?
Dead president. In what way? What?
Like, if she does it just like maybe a day or two before everyone goes to the polls.
Mm. Yeah.
That'd be
on
optimal.
The day, it'd be ideal, wouldn't it? As people go into the polls.
If she could fall just as she was going up to vote for herself.
Yeah.
Then I think the outswell of public sympathy would see her easily cruise into office.
Maybe she just needs to get like chicken pox or something the week that people are going to vote. And it's like, sadly, Hillary Clinton can't go out to do anything this week to campaign because she's got the chicken pox.
Do you think then, chicken pox is a strong, that's good, isn't it? Because then you could, I mean, you do sympathise when children have chicken pox because it's itchy.
Yeah.
So I wonder, but chicken pox is quite serious in adults. I don't know whether, should it be, I mean, that's a good, it's a good point. If Hillary Clinton was going to get something before the vote, what should it be? I mean, should it be a childhood kind of like something not so serious?
Yeah.
Do you think? I mean,
I think so. Something that, you know, invokes sympathy but isn't going to be a threat to her.
Yeah, like what? I mean, I'm sorry to put you on the disease spot there, but...
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, tragically. Much to my parents' disgust.
Yeah, you let down.
Yeah.
Coming around here with your ethnic diversity, but you've gone into the wrong profession.
I know, right? neither doctor nor accountant.
No, like, instead.
Taking our radio jobs.
Yeah. Coming over here. Taking our radio production jobs. What?
It's been outsourced, mate. That's the way it goes.
do you now produce Julie Hartley-Brew's programme from India? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's what I do, from the call centre.
It is interesting, though, isn't it, about Hillary Clinton, because it was did you see them all in the footage, that all the security guards trying to shield her from the cameras?
Yeah.
So, but you just caught a shot of her falling over. And Donald Trump jumped on the bandwagon slightly, though. He sort of said, I wish her all the best, but I'm fine, or something, hasn't he? I think that's something.
Yeah, well, there's kind of rumours about that his campaign, the tentacles of it, put out this kind of rumour that will circulate this... conspiracy theories that she's not in the best health, and that she wouldn't possibly last a full term. Because apparently, I didn't know this till earlier today. If you die in office, if you don't make it to the end of your term, then whoever's your vice president has to take over. Which is why it's such a big.
Have you not seen The
deal.
West Wing?
No, I haven't.
There you go.
Sorry.
You see, that documentary would have shown you all you need to know about that. Yeah, but that's absolutely true. Yeah. So is it presidential? I don't know, or new president by stealth, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I don't. But people can get a bit ill. That's fine.
That's fine.
You know,
that's
I don't have a problem with it. Like you said, it makes them appear a little bit more human. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But anyway, next.
Middlesbrough is a particularly bad place to live if you're a girl. In fact, according to a study by the charity Plan International UK, it's the worst place to live in the UK if you're a girl.
Why Middlesbrough?
I've never been to Middlesbrough, so I can't. I have no real opinion about this other than what I read in the papers.
Yeah.
They looked at factors including child poverty, educational attainment, and teenage pregnancy rate, of which Middlesbrough scores worst or highest in all of those. I'm not sure.
Right.
Which way,
so that must be something to do with the social. Economics of that part of the country. I guess there must be so many factors come into play there, and levels of unemployment and all kinds of stuff, I'm guessing.
Yeah, generally what they found is the further north you live in the country, the worse it gets.
Yeah, I think we knew that already. Girl. It's where Asprod Cass is from.
Yeah.
Look at the state of her.
Yeah. And she, probably explains her demeanor,
doesn't it? Well, exactly. I mean, you know, we all wonder why Cass is, it goes through life being, you know, miserable.
Yeah.
And just angry about everything.
It's because I work for you, John. Well, not really for you. I have to work with you. Contractually obliged. Move on.
See what I mean? I mean, you know, that's what we get.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
I can't even see her.
No.
She won't let me look at her.
I mean, on Friday, she wasn't even here, right? Because she said she was moving hearse. And we assumed that she was just driving a hearse around.
Yeah. Funeral because, or something. You
know, well, not even that. It's because she, like some sort of vampiric creature.
Yeah, that's right.
With the emphasis on the second syllable. It's like she sleeps, we think she just sleeps in a coffin in the back of one, and that's what
she
we...
She uses a hearse as her domestic car.
Yeah.
It's like a caravan for those type of people.
Yeah, for her, yeah. She's like...
Those people who sleep in coffins is what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Not Northerners.
No. Okay. God. I got a troll, by the way. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't heard about your troll.
Yeah, since the station started, I've been appearing on this particular slot as a regular diversity.
Yeah.
And someone's taken massive amounts of offence to this.
That you are appearing on the radio?
Well, no, effectively, they're offended by the fact that I'm not white.
Wow.
Yeah. It's quite impressive. I realised I can't actually read out some of the stuff he's sending me.
Wow.
Because it's that offensive, yeah.
Yeah, let's have a look then. I'll just pass over and I'll have a look.
You're going to have to scroll down quite a lot now because loads of other people have jumped in. But apparently my presence in Britain is destroying British traditions and culture.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all a bit much for me.
I actually pressed the wrong thing on the phone.
It's all got a bit much for me to be.
Is this a listener to this?
No, I don't know. I don't know how he's decided to contact me. I don't know why he's decided that I am the cause of the downfall of British culture. Possibly because I work on radio. I don't know. But yeah, he's decided that my continuing presence within the UK is going to bring the end of what he calls the white race.
Right.
Oh, so it's a racist.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it's an LBC listener. Oh.
Didn't want to say.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
He's written, you are not a native British person, never will be. Your ancestral past is not British. And then I said, what made you think that? And he said, because you look Pakistani. You look like a Pakistani to me. Of which I replied back, Eid Mubarak. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Have you reported him to the Twitter police?
No.
Can you report him to the actual police?
I think I could. Should we do that?
Let's report a racist troll.
Not yet,
troll.
Because it might become an active case and we'll have to stop talking about it.
Well, it's not yet, because we haven't reported it yet.
Yeah, yeah, I was just saying, don't do it now.
Yeah.
I won't do it right now.
After the news.
I don't even know how I'd go about doing that.
I think you just have to report it.
I've got a number for them.
There's a button that says, the police.
Yeah.
999, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can't just call that up and be like, hello, is it an emergency? Yeah, someone's sending me hate-fueled tweets. Okay, we'll send the car out. No, that can't be right. God, that can't be the way this works.
Should
we name shame him?
There's a mechanim.
Should we get everyone to?
No, let's not do that. No, we won't do that because that's not fair. Let's go through the proper channel. Because if you're actually getting racist abuse on Twitter because you appear on here and on the talk radio, then that is a crime.
I'm getting racist abuse not because I appear on here, because I exist.
Yeah, good point actually. Yeah.
Just before you came on, it wasn't just only racism. You threw a bit of anti-Semitism into it as well.
Wow.
I wasn't even angry, I was just impressed.
Yeah. I'm impressed at the diverse nature of his tweeting abuse.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, he's, you know, getting all the diversities involved in that. I quite like it.
Yeah.
All right. Mark, thank you for bringing your racist troll in.
Anytime.
I mean, we didn't even get to sort through many of the papers because of that, but that's fine. I think report him and we'll follow this story.
Yeah.
See
what happens.
Let's do it. All right, good. That was Mark. He's a brown one. Much to some people's horror. that was the diversity paper review. Mark, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks
for having Talk
me.
Radio, the big debate next, and before 4 o'clock you could win £5,000.
No, you can't.
£5,000 available.
£5,000 is not available.
In today's mystery quiz, £5,000 is available.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here!
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare!
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare!
Sounds fantastic!
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van, not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing, freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business uses over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, yes, hello, I'm John Holmes. And look, Rachel's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump feels great as he wishes Clinton gets well soon. Man jailed for 12 years for manslaughter of ex-policeman. And football club makes history.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump says he hopes his rival for president will make a swift recovery after being diagnosed with pneumonia. Hillary Clinton was told by doctors she had it on Friday, but didn't reveal it until yesterday when she fell ill and stumbled at a memorial in New York. But Mr. Trump has told Fox News he has no worries about his physical state.
This last week I took a physical, and I'll be releasing when the numbers come in. Hopefully they're going to be good. I think they're going to be good. I feel great. But when the numbers come in, I'll be releasing very, very specific numbers.
A man's been sentenced to 12 years for his role in the death of an ex-police officer in Leicester 5 years ago. 27-year-old Amin Joji, who won an appeal against his murder conviction in a landmark case, was found guilty of Paul Fife's manslaughter last week. It follows a retrial at Nottingham Crown Court. Delivery company Hermes is to be investigated by HMRC over allegations some of its workers receive less than the minimum wage. The firm denies doing anything wrong, insisting couriers are self-employed, not full-time staff, and are paid fairly. But speaking at the TUC's annual conference, General Secretary Francis O'Grady had this warning for employers.
If you run a big brand with a dirty little secret, a warehouse where people don't even get paid the minimum wage, a fleet of couriers who are slaves to the app, let us put them on notice. We're on our way, delegates. We're coming for them.
A brick's been thrown through the window of a politician's constituency office. Wakefield MP Mary Cray says her staff were distressed to find it this morning. Police are investigating. Manchester United have made history. They've become the first British club to earn over £500 million in a single financial year. Around 1,000 new words have made it into the Oxford English Dictionary, including moobs, gender fluid and YOLO. Oompa Loompa has also been added. But literary critic Arif that Akbar claims many people of a certain generation would struggle to use them in everyday language.
You know, you've got YOLO in there. In June, when they introduce words, you had Rolf in there rolling around on the floor laughing. These are social media words. I mean, my mum wouldn't know these words. And also, some of the words, like, for example, the Roald Dahl words, the Oompa Loompa, scrumdiddlyumptious, when would you use that?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells for England and Wales, wet and windy across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Very mild again overnight. Today's high, 24 degrees.
Thanks very much indeed, Rachel. That was lovely news. Thank you.
That's okay.
Okay, good. That was Rachel with the news. And now Ben has got the sport live from the closing speech of the 1934 Nuremberg Rally.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. A Champions League medal winner has told TalkSport that if Manchester City can lift the top European trophy in the not-too-distant future, it will be manager Pep Guardiola's finest achievement. Guardiola twice won the Champions League with El Club Barcelona, a competition in which City have struggled in recent seasons. Former City and Liverpool midfielder Didi Haman is backing Guardiola to make history with his new side.
The early signs are very, very positive, more positive than I thought they would be. And if he does win the Champions League in 3 years, I'll take my hat off, because that would be by far the greatest achievement he would have had.
Sunderland boss David Moyes comes up against his old club Everton in the Premier League this evening. The two sides meet at the Stadium of Light, with the home team still looking for their first league win of the season. Finally, former England captain Graeme Gooch has told Talk Sky Sport. Monday skipper Owen Morgan's decision not to tour Bangladesh isn't necessarily the end for him internationally, but it is a gamble by the Middlesex man. Morgan won't travel because of concerns over safety. Jos Buttler will skipper the side. He follows another England captain, Nasser Hussain, criticising Morgan for withdrawing. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And that's Ben there live from the closing speech of the 1934 Nuremberg Rally with the sport. It's 3:05. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
I'm John Holmes. Hello. And it's time for the big debate. As the NHS reaches yet another crisis point, this morning's papers are full, of course, of the story that dead patients are now being used as stretchers after their corpses have gone all stiff. The question is, what next? Now, the Brexit people, whose bus advert ahead of the referendum promised £350 million a minute to the NHS, have gone mysteriously quiet, it seems, almost as if there wasn't £350 million in the first place, and that a central manifesto pledge that was perhaps something that really struck a chord with voters was, not to put too fine a point on it, was a word that rhymes with rollocks. But just what is holding the NHS up, flimsy though it might be? What is cupping the NHS, as one would with a sensitive pair of a word that rhymes with rollocks? Is the NHS in crisis, or as others say, don't sweat it, it'll be fine? Now, on the line and listening to me say the word sweat at the end of that rhetoric there is Mags. Good afternoon, Mags.
Hello there, how are you?
Very well, Mags. Thank you for calling in. Now, you heard me say the word sweat, and I know you think in this day and age that, sweat is simply an anachronism, don't you? You just don't think we should have sweat, we don't need sweat, we don't want sweat. Why not, Max?
Well, you know what? The only thing that would be useful to do with sweat, if one had to have it, would be to send a bucket to that man who sent that nasty text to Mark.
Yes.
I'm sorry to Mark. Would you just apologise? That's the only thing I'd use it for, really.
Other than that,
we don't need it.
For those that just tuned in, yes, Mark, our diversity paper reviewer, has revealed on the show that he has been getting racist trolls on Twitter for those. And you think the right thing to do there with a racist troll is to fill up a bucket with sweat.
A large bucket.
How big is the bucket?
Well, it would be like one of those bins which you put your hand across and it opens. Not an IKEA-type bin now, not a Swedish bin.
Yes.
More of a kind of John Lewis, not allowed to say that either, but, you know, there are other shops, obviously.
There are other John Lewis.
Yeah, but very much a large one. Fill it to the top.
With sweat.
And then send it off to him.
What sort of sweat? Where are you getting the sweat?
Well, you're saying the word again, but you see now we've got me talking about it, and I don't really want to, but that's what happens with that nasty man. I mean, there is a shop in Ireland called Brown Thomas.
Yes.
I don't know if that's racist. I don't think it is. I just think we should just call it Thomas. But I think when people are sending in nasty texts and emails and things to that man, yeah, I just want to apologise to Mark and just then we get rid of the threat.
It's the moment we do have sweat, and I know you don't like the word, I know you don't like the concept, and I know you think we shouldn't have it, but at the moment, you know, until legislation comes in, and we know the government are talking about it, you know, sweat is still legal at the moment. So I suppose one way to deal with it is to take the sweat from people and put it in a bucket and give it to racists. Now, that's one argument, and we hear it. Max, stay on the line, because I'd like to bring in Howard now. Good afternoon, Howard.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Howard's caught up on the other line. Now, you think sweat should stay within the law. You think sweat is... we should keep sweat legal?
Oh, indeed, yes. Well, you see, John, I'm not a racist, but I do love sweat, and Max is more than welcome to send me a bucket of sweat to add to my collection.
Yes, and you collect sweat, that's right, isn't it?
I do, yes. I have a collection of buckets of sweat that I keep for my own personal use.
Yes.
I've been collecting it now for nearly 22 years.
Right, that's a lot. So you've got quite a lot of it.
I do have a lot of it. I've collected my own, but I also go round to gymnasia, yeah. And offer to collect the sweat from people exercising there.
Yes.
And I catalogue it in test tubes, you know, by the different pheromone smells that I get from each one.
Yes, well, you're certainly not alone. I mean, I think at the moment that is Britain's sort of fastest growing pastime, if the figures are to be believed. Mags, what's wrong with people collecting buckets of sweat from people in gymnasiums? It's a harmless enough hobby, isn't it?
Can I just, the first thing to say is that when someone says I'm not a racist, usually it means they have got a problem with people from other races. That's just a point of order.
Well, let me hold that point. Hold that point.
Pass that on to him. I'll
just pass it on to him now. Yes, just yes, yes. Yes. Howard, Mag says you are a racist.
And I'm not saying I'm just saying, yeah.
I know what you mean, Max. People that tend to say that, you know, they've got something to hold back. But I've collected sweat from Asian men, African men,
yep.
Irishmen,
yep.
All sorts. A Polish man is a regular donator to my collection.
Yes.
So I have no qualms with men of other races.
Yes. What about women, though?
I'm not that interested in women's sweat, I'll be honest with you.
Right. Is that racist?
A sexist, I think. I'm happily admit to be sexist.
Oh, fine.
Perhaps Howard could go back to stamp collecting. That's what he used to do before, I believe. That might be better for him.
Yes, but you've got... But again, and I'm sorry to speak on your behalf, Howard, but Howard has a medical condition where he ran out of lick. And so in order to stick the stamps down, he must dip them in the sweat. Anyway, that's a side issue. Let me ask you this, Mags. Now, women, of course, glow. They don't sweat. Is that racist?
I don't think I would call that racist. I'd say it's part of life's rich sort of tapestry. Talking of tapestry, I mean, I had a workman come in, sat on my soft furnishings, my upholstery, and completely ruined it. I mean, left a mark.
Yes.
Which is where, bring a mark back into this. They left a line, like a little, like you would on a bath or bath, depending on where you're from.
Bath.
And that actually did upset me, because that's something I can't get rid of. It's just there. It means that person will always be in my conservatory.
What do we do about it, though?
I've tried all kinds of conditions.
Not your conservatory cloth. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. side issue, I mean, of sweat in general. Now, you know, Howard, as we know, collects buckets of the stuff, and that's very well, you know, that's very sensible in the event of some kind of drought. But
Could he spare one and send it to that nasty man?
We'll ask him in a moment. But I'm just wondering, you know, we know about the government introduced, I think it was 18 months ago, they introduced those sweat reservoirs, didn't they? In the event of a future water shortage in this country, we now have these sweat purification plants, which I think are daffodils. And any botanist will tell you, if you pour sweat on the top of a daffodil, what you get out of the bottom of the daffodil is water. The daffodil itself cleanses the sweat and just turns it into water, which is, you know, and that's why you see a lot of them on the banks of these sweat reservoirs. So why do you think, Howard, that people like Mags don't want sweat? Are they frightened of it? Is that what it is?
I think I have issues with the moistness of it, the closeness of feel that you get when it's on your skin.
Yes.
And, you know, some people just are uncomfortable in a clammy situation. Sweat often contains quite a lot of minerals that ejected from the body, some of which includes urea, which some people do find quite upsetting.
Yeah.
I imagine Mag has maybe sort of aversion to the bodily fluids.
So whose ear was it? Whose ear?
Urea.
My ear.
You know,
my ear.
Urea.
My ear is in the sweat.
It's in some kinds of sweat it is, yes, John.
Yes. Both of them?
No, just the left.
The left one, left ear. Well, look, for some people, let me give you this example of Sweden. They're doing trials in Sweden at the moment.
Where, that's interesting.
Yes, they're an interesting country for this. Mm. And they are using, and they've been doing this now for 6 months, and it's been a success, because I'll tell you something, the obesity level, the obesity crime level, which is, of course, where fat people are stolen, has come right down, okay, because they're using... In lieu of water, they are using sweat now for everything. It's specifically fishermen's sweat, because obviously they go out, they catch herring, and it makes them sweat. They come back, they put their sweat into the bucket, and that is then sent to these sweat reservoirs. People now shower in sweat in Sweden, they wash up in it, and they put it in cordial. What do you make of that, Mags?
You see, I do normally like Sweden, but that doesn't sound like a good move to me.
Well, it's no coincidence that the first three letters of Sweden are sweat, like in sweat.
Yeah, you've got me there. You've got me there.
I know. Well, they're a forward-thinking country, Mags. Mm. I mean, Howard, you'd probably like to move to Sweden because of this.
Well, Sweden are at the forefront of extraction for sweat. I mean, they invented the sauna, which is obviously back in the day.
Exactly.
The most effective way of extracting sweat from a human. They also invented the sweat suit, which is what's worn often by boxers who are trying to get weight down before fights. That also contributes to the reduction in obesity that we're seeing in Sweden.
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, again, so all of these are good things. Mags, I find it hard to believe that you want sweat to be made illegal. I mean, how are you going to police this? What method are you going to use to police it? If someone sweats, is it three strikes and you're out? Are they holding
wet wipes? I'd have a lot of wet wipes. That's what I'd start off. Everybody would be issued with some. So if there's any sign of it at all, we just get rid of it. Especially if people are coming into your home. You don't want my home to be a sweat-free environment. I don't want anybody here.
But what punishment for someone who sweats? What punishment? If it's going to be made illegal, there needs to be a deterrent. I mean, is it hanging?
Do you know what I'd do? I'd send them off to Howard. I think Howard could sort that out for us.
Well, I mean, yes.
They'd be more than welcome to come round to my bungalow and sweat themselves into a nice, wet, sweaty mess in my presence.
Sweaty mess. Sweat.
You know, I'm not a pervert in any way.
No.
But I do enjoy sweaty men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I can believe that, Howard. That's good to know.
Yeah. I mean, do you
send them my way? Send them my way.
Yes.
I'll look after them.
I mean, that's as maybe, but some would argue that's, you know, in terms of bringing that into legislation and into law, Mags, you know, you're not really going to get a punishment written into the statute going sweat is now illegal, but the punishment is to go round to Howard's bungalow. It's not really.
There is an alternative. We could send her the man with the ginger wig, the American chap, Hillary. He's very keen on people's health. He's sending get well cards. Can't remember his name.
Yes.
American guy, ginger wig. Send them over to him. I think he'd perhaps have use for them as well. Anybody that's a bit sweaty.
Yes. What's a bit sweaty, Max? Because
You've got me saying it again.
Is there a light? But hang on. I need to get the bomb. Right. The bottom line is you want sweat to be made illegal and people who sweat to be criminalised. Now, that's fair enough. A lot of people listening to this will be going, now that is fair enough because some people smell and some people are on the train and they stink. And yes, these people should be jailed. But that's a point of view. But what we need is something in place to make that happen, Max. You agree with that?
Well, the job, we could create some jobs, perhaps. Have people at the top of the tube. And you could just monitor people as you go by. Just take them out of the line. If they are glowing, I'd rather use the term, then actually just give them a little monitoring session.
Yeah.
And perhaps a little, you know, offer them the opportunity to go to see Howard or go to America to see the ginger man.
Yeah, Howard, you heard that. Max just called you a sick, filthy pervert. What are you going to do about it?
Well, Max is entitled to her opinions. I'm more than happy to give out some business cards for her to hand out to people in pews. That's absolutely fine. The motto on my business card is "Aspire to perspire."
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's not surprising either, Howard, is it really?
And there we must leave today's debate. Do we need sweat? Should it be criminalised? Should people who sweat be jailed? Or not? Or should they be sent to a man's bungalow so he can lick the sweat off them to put in a bucket? What's your thought on this big issue? Do we need sweat in post-Brexit Britain when we've got pigs and hats? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's the big debate and you're listening to it on Talk Radio. Can you just finally sum the debate up in one word, please, Mags?
Specific.
And Howard.
Juicy.
Thank you.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then?
That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Beckham Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for Somerset's northbound M5 near Taunton. Two lanes are out, junction 25 to 24, because of a low spall on the carriageway. Buckinghamshire's A404 closed south from the Highwycombe Handycross roundabout at the M40 through to the Marlow junction because of an accident. Through Shotton in Shropshire, the A5 between Shrewsbury and Oswestry is blocked both ways because of a shed load. The M6 northern Cheshire is still struggling from 16 at Stoke to 19 at Knutsford after earlier problems there. And South Yorkshire's northbound M1 keen towards an accident blocking two lanes near junction 38 for Huddersfield. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. That was the big debate today. Of course, do we still need sweat? You heard Mags demanding that people who sweat should be jailed. They are criminals. Do we make sweating a criminal offence? That was the point that Howard was arguing with. He likes to collect sweat in buckets from fat people in the gym. Not just fat people, any person who sweats, he wants it in a bucket. And he says it should stay legal because that's not weird or anything. What do you think? 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Burr, I asked you to call, or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ter was the other one. John, take sweat to drought-ridden countries. This is just come in from Optimistic on Twitter. While I have no medical or scientific knowledge at all whatsoever, surely it's just liquid like water is. Why can't they drink it or grow crops with it? Perhaps that's a good idea there on Twitter. Is it possible to do that? Could you just grow crops in sweat? Let us know what you think. That's what somebody thinks. What else do you think? Cornelius, you've got some reactions coming in, I think.
Good point. Says that mag sounds like a drip, which is what sweat comes in. Yes. So she's being a hypocrite.
Right.
And that's coming from Good Point.
Yes, thanks very much. I've got... John, I've been using sweat as a sweetener, if you like, because it sounds a bit like sweat, sweet, doesn't it, in drinks. To be honest, I think it's good for you, and it makes the drink more liquidy. That's come in there. And yes, it smells, but so does tramp's urine. But I and many others drink that with no ill effect. And that's coming from Julia Hartley Brewer. If you've got a reaction, then you can react it to us. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message.
I just did that a minute ago.
With the word talk.
I just did it, though, just then.
Well, yeah, but we still Twitter. Have to say it if you say
what,
the number.
Why?
Well, if someone tuned in before, like in between the two things.
Though, isn't it?
But then they'd text it without the word talk, and it would go, where does it go?
It doesn't.
Doesn't send.
But sport.
I don't know. It does send, but we don't get it in our screens.
What is it? Who gets it then?
I don't know.
The internet just gets it. Sport. Don't have to put the word sport on there. They just get text.
Talk sport. You mean?
Mm. Yeah, that's what I mean. They don't have to put the word sport.
They just get. Yeah. Well, it'd be weird if they had to put the word talk as well, though, because they both start the same, don't they?
Yeah, but they don't. That's sport.
Virgin don't have to put the word verge.
No.
It's not fair.
No, they don't.
All right. Well, I want to know where it goes. Can you text it without the word talk?
Well, why don't you send a text and then follow it and see where it ends up?
You know, like when people who go potholing want to know if there's a river pouring into a cave and they want to know whether there's an exit point and they pour some dye into that.
Yes.
Right? Add some dye to a text now.
Okay.
Like purple dye or something that can't be considered natural. Okay, and then send it into the internet and we'll just see where it comes out with the purple traces in the text and then we'll know, won't we? Because you'd have to follow it through the internet to go and see. So if you just send that now, type in that. Done it?
Yep, sent it.
Right, well, we'll just see where that comes out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and give it some time, obviously, but you don't know where it's going to come out. But it might, is what I'm saying. Mm. Anyway, glad we've solved that particular conundrum. Shall we meet Professor Stephen Hawking? Is he here? Is he here?
Yes!
Okay. So, Professor Stephen Hawking, regular listeners will know, rolls up once a week to tell us a joke, an unbroadcastable joke, but not all of the joke. He simply does it he does the setup here on the programme. The way it works is this. We call it Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. It's kind of like an audible lolly stick. If you remember a lolly stick back in the day, when you got a lolly and the setup to the joke was written on the stick of the lolly. Do you remember? On the lolly. It was written on the lolly, on the stick of the lolly, and then to get to the punchline, it was hidden under the icy treat. You had to suck the lolly off. I don't know whether you remember. Josh Widdicombe. The comedian Josh Widdicombe.
Hello.
Do you remember lolly sticks?
Oh, it's good to be here again.
With this.
You know, I was here earlier.
I know.
I had to go back to Rio.
Yes,
to the prereq for a little package.
For the Paralympics.
For the last leg.
Yes.
Yeah, with the guy with the. Yeah. Yeah.
With
the
what?
Oh, do you
with the microphone?
Do you have? Do you remember the lollipop?
Lollipops! Don't get me started. I was at the airport just now.
Yes,
just now.
Yes, Josh Widdicombe.
Happened to be just now.
Yes,
on the way back to Rio.
Yes,
and someone threw a lollipop in my eye. Yeah. Very painful. I mean, who is throwing lollipops in eyes? I could enter the Paralympics after this.
Josh Widdicombe's routine there. So almost word for word, actually. So if you remember the lolly, stop you.
My eye.
Shut up. If you remember the lolly stick that used to have the joke on it, it's like that. It's an audio. Professor Stephen Hawking tells us the setup to the joke here on the programme. If you want the punchline, it's on the podcast. You have to download it. Last week's joke's on the current podcast. You'll find that at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. But let's set up this week's. Professor Stephen Hawking, tell us a joke. Play the long, winded setup music.
What's the difference between a mugger and a peeping Tom?
And there it was! Professor Stephen Hawking telling us a joke. What's the difference between a mugger and a peeping Tom? What's the difference between a mugger and a peeping Tom? If you would like the punchline to that joke, it is only available on our podcast, which you will find at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal! In the next half an hour, you can win £5,000.
No, you can't.
£5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 is not available.
In today's mystery quiz, £5,000...
is not available.
Up for grabs.
No, it's not.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Rachel's got the news.
Talk Radio.
And starting with some breaking news, David Cameron is to stand down as MP for Witney, triggering a by-election in the Oxfordshire seat. More on this as we get it. Donald Trump says he hopes his rival Hillary Clinton will make a swift recovery after being diagnosed with pneumonia. She was told by doctors she had the illness on Friday, but didn't reveal it until yesterday when she fell ill at a public event in New York. The General Secretary of the TUC Group of Unions has accused big companies, which pay less than the minimum wage, of bringing shame on Britain. Francis O'Grady has been speaking as courier company Hermes denies doing anything wrong following allegations some of its staff receive less than the legal minimum wage. Dave Ward from the Communication Workers Union says the government needs to do more to help workers' rights, but so do trade unions.
It really is a disease in Britain. For workers, and I think the trade union movement, our union, in all these sectors, we need to come together and make sure that we're fighting for a new deal for workers everywhere in the UK.
A brick's been thrown through the window of a politician's constituency office. Wakefield MP Mary Cray says her staff were distressed to find it this morning. Police are investigating. A study backed by the government has ranked best and worst places to be a girl in England and Wales. Middlesbrough's bottom, while Waverley in Surrey's come out on top. Plan International UK looked at things like child poverty, educational attainment and teenage pregnancy rates. Bailey's working as an apprentice in Middlesbrough and doesn't believe where you live should be an issue.
I think that as long as you try hard, then you have as equal opportunity as anybody else. I mean, you can pick anybody up, but as long as they've got the mindset to do it.
And Princess Charlotte will make her first official royal tour later this month. Kensington Palace has confirmed the 16-month-old will travel to Canada with her brother Prince George and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. The weather, sunny spells for England and Wales, wet and windy across Scotland and Northern Ireland, very mild again overnight. Today's high 24 degrees, and I've got a weather warning for you. Tomorrow could see temperatures of 31 degrees. That's a heatwave level 2 status.
What does that even mean, Rachel?
It's been issued. I'll tell you all, level 2 compared to level 4 being the most severe. It's going to be hot, but not too hot.
Hot, but not too
but
hot.
But not too hot.
What are we talking? You know, when you get a hurricane category.
Yes.
It's like 5 is damage to everything.
Yes.
1 is like
and just
like
a bit of a damp squid.
Yeah, and 3 is like, well, a chimney might fall off, but there's no danger to life necessarily. Where on the scale? I mean, what does a 2 get us?
Well,
I mean, does that get?
We're going back to sweat chat, aren't we?
Yes,
very sweaty. I'd say.
Is it a sweaty one?
I will probably be very glowing tomorrow.
Right, will you? Well, we'll look forward to you draining some of that in a bucket for us.
Yes, which, tasty.
Which is a slightly weird.
You know, in the
image.
States, you can date by sweat, sniffing sweaty T-shirts. Thought I'd give you that sweat fact.
I didn't know that.
Are you sure those people actually date?
It's a proper dating thing. You choose your sweaty T-shirt. You like what? So you get a sniff of.
You could just send off for them. I mean, how does it work? Is there an app?
It's a night out at the pub with sweaty T-shirts.
Are people wearing the T-shirts, or do you just sniff the T-shirt?
You sniff the T-shirt first
and see which one you like.
Yeah, it's all about pheromones. There is a science bit to it.
I figured there would be. Does any sweat smell attractive?
I think it does, doesn't it? Is that just a weird girl thing?
No, I'm prepared to go along with that, I think so, yeah, but in certain circumstances.
In a very manly way.
What does Paul Ross smell like? You normally do his programme in the morning,
don't you? He smells very good.
Does he?
Not sweaty.
Doesn't he? You sure?
Oh dear,
okay.
Moving on.
Okay, fine. Is that it? Have you done the weather? Did you do the weather? I interrupted
yes,
you.
Yeah. I've done the weather.
It was a high
finished
of
with that warning.
High of 30.
Level 2, 31 degrees, the hottest day for about 50 years.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, okay. Rachel, thank you so much.
That's all right.
Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. Chloe, no, it's Marta. Marta's going to press the button.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, the doctor will see you now, even if you haven't got an appointment. Join me and TV doctor Dawn Harper from Embarrassing Bodies, and she's got a far from embarrassing body, the wonderful Angela Rippon, broadcasting legend. We saw her leg end with Morecambe and Wise, and she presents Rip Off Britain.
There may be trouble ahead.
All that and more with a Full Set Breakfast. Mine's a black pudding.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Let's face the music and time.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to a time. Good afternoon. You're listening to the radio. Look. We're in it. But we've got a new slogan, by the way. If you're familiar to the programme, you'll have heard this last week. And we are compiling a gallery of this. I think you were off, Dave, actually. I don't think you you were off last week when this happened, right? But what's happening to people's radios? So what's our lovely, lovely slogan? Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's good to talk.
No. Talk radio.
Love a chit-chat.
No. Talk radio.
Cookability.
No. Talk radio.
Every little helps.
No. Because of...
It's about our listeners, that one.
Talk radio.
Be good to yourself.
I mean, all of these are better than ours, yes. Talk radio.
Should have gone to LBC.
That'll be you in a meeting afterwards. So, talk radio, we'll get you talking.
So that's like, yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, talk radio, we'll get you talking.
Oh, yeah, it says it on the wall there.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get you talking. Except what's happening is on people, in front of people's digital radios, the screen's not big enough to fit that on. So basically, it's threatening them. It now
will get you.
I'm kidding. People send us pictures of this. It says, talk radio, we'll get you. Shuffle was in his tractor. Sending it from his tractor the other day. Listening. Another couple of people as well.
That's very funny. Well done, everybody.
Talk radio. We'll get you. So if that's you, if you're looking at your radio now and it says that on it, do take a picture, please, and send it to us at Talk Radio.
I mean, even with the talking, it's still a bit threatening.
It's still threatening.
It's still a bit waterboardy, isn't it? We'll get you talking.
Should be a logo where Paul Ross is just waterboarding someone.
And you're not going to talk, do you? We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio, we waterboard our listeners. Not so much a studio as a rendition flight. David Cameron stood down as an MP, by the way. That's breaking news.
Yeah,
has he?
Yes, he has.
Stood up at the moment.
He's he's taking time off to spend more time with his pig's face. Step down to spend more time with the dead pig's head. That's the announcement this afternoon from David Cameron. Should we do the front pages?
Mm.
John and Cornelius leaf through the front pages feature. That's what we'll just do that. I haven't done the microphones though.
What are we gonna do?
I'll do it now.
Okay.
It's fine, hang on. Marta, fade that music down a minute, just very quickly. Just off. There. Right, what I'm gonna do, I should explain. There's a sofa here in the studio that serves no purpose whatsoever. But our boss, Denny, insists that we use it. So what we do is do an occasional front pages review from the papers.
Like on the telly.
Like on the telly, Dave.
Yeah.
Not just the papers either, but publications that other people don't really ordinarily bother with. You get the obvious ones out of the way. They do it on the television, but there's a lot that people don't bother with. So we do that. Anyway, we have to... Denny likes us to move to the sofa for it because it's like the telly. It's a little bit more relaxed or some such nonsense. But I have to unplug the microphones. Because they don't work unless I...
What numbers is it? It's 2 and 3.
Thanks.
What's this one? It's a bit of a popper, isn't it?
And 3.
Hang on.
Bit of a little popper. Hang on. Yeah, yours has gone off now, Cornelius. That's good, isn't it?
Right.
This is me. And are they both done? Oh, there.
Right.
Now 2 and 3.
I'm going to move... Marta, fade the music back up and it'll cover the transition of me moving across the...
I'm here too, don't worry.
You want that one? My sunglasses. Oh.
John's just got his wires caught around Cornelius's neck.
Right. I mean, I know Denny likes us to move over
newspapers.
Here, but I'll be brutally honest. There are better ways of doing this.
There's the papers, lads.
Right, producer Dave has handed us the papers. Myself and Cornelius will leaf through the front pages here on the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's paper review. Cornelius, what have you got
there? Yeah, we'll begin with the Daily Telegraph business section as it's fallen out on top of the pile. John Allen says industry's obsession with opening even more stores is the reasons for chain's recent woes.
Yeah, the Daily Star genuinely has day trip to France from just a pound. And I think that's part of their new people trafficking promotion that they're doing. Something to do with, I assume it's open to just to migrants who want to go into or get out of France for a pound. That's with the Daily Star.
Yeah, on the front of the Metro, Keith Vaz's story is still hilarious 1 week on. She's still laughing about that.
I've got Horse and Rider magazine here. And this month, they are looking at mouthpiece materials to suit your horse. How to avoid autumn laminitis. That's in Horse and Rider. Oh, and a free detangler for every reader. Terms and conditions apply to that. Cornelius.
Yes, on the front of the Sun, Bill Clinton caught caring to intern with pneumonia rather than...
pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
We established today that, that Cornelius can't say...
Pneumonia. There we go. Pneumonia.
Do you want to try again?
You know,
yep. Garden Rail magazine has the unique heritage combination of I mean, this is genuinely a magazine. I'm not kidding. This is a magazine for people who've been railways in their garden. This is what that's what it. Yeah, that's what it is. It's niche doesn't begin to cover it. Yeah. There, look, see.
That's amazing.
Scratch building battery locos and an exclusive first review of a unique heritage garden combination train. What else have we got here?
This is. On the front.
I don't think this feature worked. You know, he says review the papers, doesn't he? But he says review the front pages of the papers.
Yeah.
You know, and I have seen them do it on Sky News. I've seen Julia Hartley Brewer do it before.
Sam Delaney does it sometimes.
Sam Delaney as well, but it's. I'm not. I'm just not sure it's. Press on with it, it's fine.
Yeah. Ian Lee does it. Everyone, basically everyone on this station is very good at it. John, why are you struggling?
Total Carp magazine. We've looked at this one before. I'm sure that is just a typo. The Go Anywhere Easy Way to Catch Loads of Carp. That's what they're leading with.
Yeah, the Radio Times are leading with presenter uses sofa section in the middle of the show to rub knee of paid intern. Get off.
Oh. Denny said I could.
No, it's not. I don't care if we're on a sofa. It's not a set.
All right, good.
That's what they do on Sky News.
Boxing Monthly. I don't understand any of the words on the front of that. And finally, Cornelius.
Yes, this is on the front of the Mirror that says North Korea threatened to bust load in America's face.
Great. Thanks very much, Cornelius, for the paper review. Is that?
That's all right.
Did we do that right?
Get your hand off me.
Well, can I go back to the desk now?
Yes, please.
Should we play the jingle?
Well, no, let me. You know.
You're getting it back first.
Jingle.
Yeah. I honestly think, you know, I'm sure there's a more. There's going to be a better way of doing that. I don't know why he makes us do it.
I give it a 6 out of 10.
It doesn't really work.
I don't like the knee bit.
The knee bit's, for me, the only bit that works.
It's quarter to four, and next, it's the Monday Mystery Quiz. You could win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 here on Talk Radio.
£5,000 is not available here on Talk Radio.
£5,000 up for grabs if you can identify...
£5,000 down for grabs are not available.
Today's mystery theme tune. This is Talk Radio.
No, it's not.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
We're here to tell you about our club. A club unlike any other. Sky Bet Club.
with offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Kent's coastbound M20 is currently blocked by an accident near Junction 4 for Leybourne. Early problems on the M5 in Somerset has left northbound delays from 26 at Wellington to 24 at Bridgewater South. Shropshire's A5 between Shrewsbury and Oswestry is blocked both ways at Shotterton. That's because of a shed load. Still big delays on the M6 north through Cheshire after early problems. The queue's between 16 at Stoke and 19 at Knutsford. And finally, the M1 to the south of Yorkshire. Now free of the restrictions north after an accident near 38 for Huddersfield, but still very busy. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Enjoy the anarchic nightly on-air battle for family supremacy as broadcast protocol gets lobbed through the studio window.
I'm Johnny Gould. Join me tonight from 7 only on Talk Radio. But it's not just me, it's Ash.
Raw man. Engage yourself in radio folklore, phone calls and fun.
I'm Ash and he's Johnny and together we are the Brothers Gould.
Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. It's 2:45. Sam Delaney turning up. Now, I promised you £5,000, which is very much up for grabs this afternoon. £5,000. £5,000 up for grabs this afternoon.
You haven't changed the microphones and I can't say it's not available.
£5,000 not available.
Thank you. Hang on. Sorry.
We have to re-plug the microphones because I moved. Am I in? You moved to the...
You're on, mate.
You moved to the sofa and I'll put it back now.
Idiot.
£5,000 up for grabs before the end of the
programme. Down program. For grabs, not available.
But for today's mystery quiz. Ahead of it, though, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, that's right, Cornelius. Neither can many people. And that's why we like to explain the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Middlesbrough worst. Place to be girl, says papers. Surely that's just worst place.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
It's time for the Monday mystery quiz. Now, all you have to do for the Monday mystery quiz, today's mystery is a mystery theme tune. Mystery theme tune. You must identify the mystery theme tune. Now it's quite. I'm going to say it's quite difficult again today, right? It's not an easy one. So, listen carefully because remember, there's £5,000.
No, there's not. Forget that because it's not true.
Up for grabs.
Down for grabs.
If you win, if you get it correct, and most people, I'll be honest with you, out of all the entries each week, you know, it's very rare for anyone to get this right. So, I mean, we could even roll the £5,000. Over.
There is not £5,000 to roll over.
So, £5,000 up for grabs. If you can identify this theme tune. What's that? What is that? It's a mystery theme tune. But what programme is it from? That's all you've got to do is identify. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word July.
What is that?
Can we hear it again? Yeah, I didn't.
Yes. Yeah. I will play it again, though, because I know it's difficult.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I will.
I think it's too tricky.
I'm going to play it again. Here we go. What is that? Okay. So all you have to do. I can see it's.
Which really rings a bell.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, let's do the thing where you sing through until you get to the,
Let's hear it one more time. Let's hear it. Both Fingers Wakely and Shuffle have said, is it that one about the fluttering kites?
Imagine.
You're a fluttering kite. If you don't know what we're talking about, you'll have to download our podcast because I'm not explaining it. You can do that via iTunes or the Talk Radio website. Now... Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? Let's hear it again. We have to give away this £5,000.
No, we don't. We're not going to. We'd love to, but we just can't because we don't have that money. It's not available.
John, is it the theme tune to UK Gold's early quiz show Telestack, hosted by Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross? I'm going to say no. I'm going to have to say no because it isn't that Jim who sent that in. I'm afraid it isn't that. Let's hear it one more time. Thomas has been on. Is it BJ and the Bear? Is it Thomas on Twitter? Is it the television program BJ and the Bear with
sorry, just strapping in.
Which was an early 80s. Sort of Saturday evening TV staple with a truck driver called BJ, and he had his best friend Bear, who the thing is though he wasn't a bear.
No, he wasn't.
No,
it is confusing.
Yeah, I know it's confusing. Yeah. I just want to try and explain. Yeah. BJ and the BJ was a truck driver. That's what BJ stood for, and he had a friend called Bear, his best friend Bear, but it was a chimpanzee called Bear. To be clear, it wasn't a bear; it was a chimpanzee. Thomas, and I know it's confusing. Let's hear the thing again. It wasn't BJ and the Bear. It also wasn't Emu's Pink Windmill. All Live Pink Windmill, starring Rod Hull and Emu. It says Gary Andrews. It wasn't Gary, I'm afraid. Look, I know it's hot. While you're thinking, right, we'll just roll this. We'll roll this on. But it's time for us to go outside. Just keep thinking while we do this, because I said there's £5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 is not available
if you get this correct. We've been out on the streets. It's our regular walk out onto the streets outside, where there are people, and we know that the people think things. They think the people, but the question is, what do the people think? They do think. We know that. With that much history, that's safe. But the people. Think, what do they think? Do they think today, our crack team of reporters have been out, that's our team of reporters that are on crack, to find out what they think. Today, do they think pine needles or cough syrup?
Pine needles.
Cough syrup. Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles. Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Yeah. Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
Pine needles.
Cough syrup.
Pine needles.
What'd you say, Dave? We're on the radio.
Oh, right. I was saying, it's a bloody mess down there. You left the papers by the couch. Let's tidy up after yourself, or I get it in the neck from Delaney and, right, Ricky, his producer. It's a fuck.
Good job you didn't swear. That was what the people think out on the streets. They think either pine needles or cough syrup. But the question is, what do you think? Now that's the pulse of the nation. That's what the people are saying on the streets right now. They are saying pine needles or cough syrup. But what are you saying? What do you think? Do you think pine needles? What do you think? Cough syrup. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with cough syrup or pine needles.
All right. In a moment, we'll talk to Sam Delaney. But before that, some of your guesses are still coming in for today's mystery theme tune quiz. It's the Monday mystery theme tune for £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
You are trying to identify the television programme that this comes from. John, this is easy, says person who hasn't put their name on it. It's the theme tune, obviously, to the long-forgotten CBBC programme, The Saturday Show, from 2001, fronted by Danny Bear and Joe Mace. Please give me my £5,000 or I will sue the station.
£5,000 is not available.
That's from Henk in Thunkston.
Also, please don't sue, because I don't think we've got any lawyers.
Or money. I'm afraid you're not getting the £5,000, Henk, because it's not the right answer.
And not available.
It wasn't. The only reason you're not getting the £5,000 is because you weren't right.
Incorrect. That was incorrect. The reason you're not getting £5,000 is it was A, incorrect, and B, we don't have that to give away.
Let's hear the theme again. Hi, John. Is it the ITV comedy Slinger's Day, starring Bruce Forsyth as a London-based supermarket manager? Good. No, it wasn't. Of course, Bruce Forsyth replaced Leonard Rossiter when it was originally called Tripper's Day. And it later went on to become Slinger's Day when Leonard Rossiter died. John, this is easy. Is it Robert Kilroy's chat show, Kilroy?
It does sound a bit like that, doesn't it?
Let's hear it again.
I'll play again.
Is it Leslie Grantham's Fort Boyard?
Fort Boyard.
Fort Boyard, mate.
What's Boyard, idiot?
Did Leslie Grantham present Fort Boyard?
Yeah.
Boyard.
Did he?
It's Boyard.
That's the one with Melinda Messenger in it.
Yes.
Boyard.
Remember?
Boyard.
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 Courtney says, is it Bear Grylls' Mission Survive?
No.
Funny thing about Bear Grylls.
It's not actually a bear.
No. He is called Bear.
But he's not a bear. He's not a bear.
He's a human.
He's not a bear.
He's a survivalist.
He's not a bear, but he's called...
He should be called survivalist.
Anyway, I'm rolling that over, and next week there'll be £10,000 up for grabs.
No, there won't.
Got that right. Sam Delaney's here, I'm pleased to say. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, you?
All right, thanks.
Good, are you talking about David Cameron's resignation, by any
chance? Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. And he's left the politics to spend more time with his dead pig's head.
Yeah, he's just, who knows, but he's not going to sit around there. I mean, can you imagine that he's the last person in the world? He's, I'm just going to be a hard-working constituency MP. Go and sit in a drafty church hall, listening to the problems of ordinary people in Oxfordshire who need him to help, something to do with planning or their benefits. He couldn't care less, could he?
He's going to go straight out of there.
Yeah, he's going to sit on a numerous boards across the globe and earn loads and loads and loads of money.
Yeah.
So that's what he'll be doing. So we'll reflect on his... he's probably like the worst Prime Minister ever, isn't he? He really is. If you think about it, he is like the worst Prime Minister ever. Right, there was what's-his-name who tried to go and negotiate with Hitler and then just came back sort of going, yeah, it's actually an all right bloke. I mean, no, seriously, when you're in a room with him, he's like, I know he seems mental,
yeah,
but when you're with him, he's like a decent right. bloke.
He's just misrepresented.
Yeah, just decent
People
bloke.
Say that about so Julia, though.
He used to be the worst Prime Minister, but Cameron's worse because he came in and announced austerity for no reason.
Yeah.
And then just ruined the country like that and then led us out of Europe and then just quit. Really disastrous. Like, everything he did was just awful. There is no legacy. Like, you really look at it, there's no good legacy at all. He's just like a disaster from ring 10. But he doesn't care. He'll just go and get a well-paid job.
Yeah.
More important than that, though, is a story that I hope will be covered in the show in some way, hopefully in our trending review. I don't know if you talked about it today, but the headline is Jailed Agadu Singer Led a Conga in Prison. Let me just read you the beginning of this, and then we'll leave it. Black Lace frontman Dean Michael has claimed he led a giant conga in prison involving 60 inmates. Dancing around an exercise yard. The key word in that is he claimed. Because he's in prison and he's just made up. Oh, it's great in prison because obviously all the lags, They love black lace. And they all want me to do the dance. Like, none of them have heard of black lace. None of that. They're all too... They weren't born.
They have to have their shoelaces removed for safety. Yeah, exactly. In prison.
But there you go. The star, famous for 80s hits Agadoo and Do the Conga, was jailed in June for claiming nearly £25,000 in benefits, saying he could not walk, despite performing vigorous dance moves on stage. It's an absolute, it's a scandal of our times. It's Agadoo Gate, and we'll be going into that thoroughly.
I'm rightly so. Sam Delaney with you next here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.